The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Masker will throw it in underneath, caught by James. James has a lead blocker, and he has a touchdown. That was a well-executed, quick little flanker screen, and it covers the distance, and the Stars go in from 10 yards out, now have a 10-point lead.
Tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars return home to Miles Field to battle the Minden Whippets. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
So Minden will line up and go for it. Fourth and inches here at the 26-yard line at 10 men of the box for the Cougars. It is going to be a fullback dive, and Quinn Rutt has it, and he breaks free. They try to strip it. Rutt gets into the secondary and goes in for the touchdown.
Kearney Catholic will try to bounce back from their first loss of the season last week at Grand Island Still Catholic, while Minden will once again look for their first win of the season. It's the Whippets and Stars coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcart and Don Lees from Miles Field and Kearney right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Miles Field as Kearney Catholic will play host to the Minden Whippets. Whippets looking for their very first win of the season. And for Kearney Catholic, well, what a difference a week makes. A week ago at this time, we were talking about an undefeated season. We were talking about a district championship, and we had some pretty lofty dreams. The ultimate goal is still available to Kearney Catholic. The district championship will probably be wrapped up tonight by Grand Island Central Catholic, so the Stars will have to be content for one of those wild card spots. Certainly can do some damage in the playoffs, but with the devastating news that Nathan Howe is out for the season with a broken leg, things look a whole lot different for this football team. Would you not agree, my color man, Don Lease?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I should turn your mic on.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. That's, you're going to have Brady Holtmeyer in the backfield. And, you know, Brady's done it a little bit here and there. He's kind of done a little bit of everything. You know, I was talking to those guys at lunchtime today, and I said, Brady, what, who's going to be the backup running back? And he said he was. And I said, well, if somebody goes down at quarterback, who's that? And he goes, I am. And, so he kind of named off a couple different places that he's backup. But, he's been in there a few times here and there. So, it's an opportunity for some people to get in there and see what they can do. And that's exactly what Kearney Catholic has tonight.
Well, one of the strengths of this team is still there. That is the offensive-defensive line. That has not changed. That strength is still available to Kearney Catholic. Much of their depth is one of the strengths of this team. Well, now we're dipping into that depth a little bit. As you mentioned, Brady can play a lot of different places. He's a lot of that depth. With him being out, some other players are going to have to step in, replace him from other positions where he played, and he's got to fill in for Nathan Howe. And he's been a hard runner, but again, it's awfully hard to replace the state's leading rusher in Class C1, Nathan Howe, 157 carries, 990 yards on the season, was averaging about 150 yards per game, and they're going to have to change things up on defense as well. He's their leading tackler as well.
Yep, definitely, and they're going to put Andrew Harms back there at sometimes, Randy, and they're going to do some different things and disguise some different coverages and so on and so forth, and you don't have Bryce James here tonight either for Kearney Catholic, so, it's one of those games, Kearney Catholic's going to see what kind of depth they have, and, Minden's look, like you said, they're looking for their first win tonight. They're ready to play.
Yeah, they're going to be anxious. This is their biggest game of the year. If they can beat Kearney Catholic and not win any other games, obviously they'd rather win more games, don't get me wrong, but that would be a major salve on the season. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back and talk with the two head coaches. We'll be back and talk with Shannon Levin of the Whippets. We come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for tonight's battle between Minden and Kearney Catholic. And Minden coach Shannon Levin joins us here to chat a little football. And coach, obviously, it doesn't take a whole lot to look at the record and know that it hasn't went the way that the Whippets would like this year. But there's still two games left to play, and they're not going to be easy. So you've got all of this that is stacked up in front of your boys. But from years of covering Minden, they've always seemed to respond, whether it's boys, girls, and it doesn't really matter what the sport is. So how's the feel in practice this week as you've got just a couple of weeks of the season left?
Well, you know, we've turned up the level intensity this week in practice. We tried to get after a little bit harder and keep the focus. And it has been difficult for the boys. You know, as each game goes along, it's become a little more difficult. But we've tried to turn things up, and we're getting after it pretty good in practice. And tell the boys, we play them on Friday nights. We're not mailing this one in. We're not signing the score early. We're going to get out there and get after it.
And it's not like you've played a lot of teams that aren't good. I mean, all but one team has a winning record so far deep into the season. That tells you something about your competition level.
Yeah, that's one thing I think people don't realize. I didn't realize coming into the season. They thought this is going to be maybe not quite as daunting as last year. But, you know, looking at the teams that are in those top 16 now and those on the edge, I said it's a tough schedule. You know, we haven't run the gauntlet as physically, but we face a lot of good teams.
What, and I don't know that you can pinpoint one thing, but if you had to say why things haven't clicked maybe like you thought they would, you and the coaching staff coming into the season, has there been one thing that you can say, we just never got over the hump in this particular area, or injuries, or is there one thing that you can point at?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. One thing I know with the boys that this is their third offense in 3 years. You know, it's taken us a little while to work some bugs out and get some things going. And it just seems like with some injuries and illness throughout the year, I think there's only been two games we started the same offensive lineman. It's been that way with some of our other positions as well. But just with the illness especially, we've had some viruses come through and some other things, and we just have trouble putting the same team on the field every week.
We're talking with Shannon Levin, head coach of the Minden Whippets, as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic tonight. Coach, it looks like you are still trying to be balanced. You look at the stat sheet here. You've put it up 164 times. You've ran it 177 times. Was that what you were anticipating, and do you like the balance?
Well, it is nice to be balanced. Yeah, I would say that. I kind of anticipated us running the ball a little bit more, trying to use some time off the clock and shorten the game down a little bit. And that's what we've been trying to work on here lately, is shortening things up and controlling the ball. And so that's what I kind of look forward to do these last 2 weeks, is try and hang on to it and shorten things up.
And it's not like you don't have some athletes on this football team, because you've got some kids that have stepped up and made some really good plays for you. One of them is senior and Bryson Holston. He leads our team in tackling. Tell us a little bit about how he's continued to improve for you.
Yeah, I know it's been tough on Bryson throughout the season. He's put a lot of time in during the off season, you know, he really likes football quite a bit, and you know, he watches a lot of film, brings stuff to us, things that he sees that maybe would help out in different areas, but he's continued to work and continue to lead. And I know the frustration has gotten to him too, just because he's wanting to win so bad, but he continues to play hard every week. I think 2 weeks ago he had 20 tackles, and he runs the ball hard. So Bryson does a nice job of being a leader for us.
And you always look to the young kids to kind of finish strong so that you have something to build on for next year. It looks like you got a nice little receiver there in Chase Smith.
Yeah, Chase is he's a raw athlete, I think. He does a lot of nice things. A lot of things are very instinctive for him. You know, we don't want to coach him down and try and get him to do things what we see all the time, but just kind of let him go with what he sees and what he does. But he does. He surprises us from time to time, but yeah, he's just very instinctive.
We're talking with the head football coach at Minden, Shannon Levin, as they get ready for Kearney Catholic. Is it harder to prepare for the Stars this week since they got banged up and are coming off their first loss, or do you pretty much think that they're going to be sticking with the same game plan? It's just that they'll plug in some new players.
I think they'll stick with the same game plan. You know, they've got a pretty solid program over there, and I think for them they'll just keep doing what they do and come at us. And I imagine they're going to be a little ticked off this week. You know, I would like to see them win last week. But I think they're probably a little more of an edge. But I think they'll probably do the same thing.
As you look at Kearney Catholic and you look at all these teams that you've played, can you say, hey, you know what, we've already kind of had this game plan. They look a lot like so-and-so, and we can kind of go from there.
Well, I don't know. Not with Kearney Catholic. The way they throw the ball and spread things out. And you know, each year I play them, I tell Coach Harvey, I said, they just run a fun offense. A lot of things they do is just like the boys are having fun, and they get after it. And so I think they're a little bit different than anybody else we play.
Shannon, why do you think that they're capable of doing that? I hear coaches from time to time, you know, kind of give that sort of response. So what does it take to be able to do what they do? Is it depth? Is it just a lot of seniors? Is it speed? What do you point that to?
I think they've got a solid line coming back, first of all, but they also always have some speed in the skill positions, which allows them to do those sort of things. And I'd also say they have a solid coaching staff that sticks together and consistent. You know, throughout the years, they're just very solid and well coached and disciplined. And I think those guys do a nice job over there.
And Shannon, just kind of putting the wraps on our chat here as we're talking with Shannon Lovin of Minden. As we said, you're in your last 2 weeks here. Do you start to look at more of those younger kids and build toward next year? I know that that's not always fair to the seniors. Do you change your game plan? What should we expect from what we see from you tonight?
You know, we start so many underclassmen, and so many underclassmen get a play that I don't think you'll see much different. We, as coaches, we talked about that. And is that what we do? And you're right, it's not fair to these senior boys. You know, they put some time in, and they deserve a shot at this. And but where we play so many boys, I think it'll probably be pretty much the same.
And on the schedule, there's always a team or two that you get a little more amped up for. I mean, that you have a little more history with. And over the sports here the last few years, this rivalry has kind of developed. Is this one of those games?
I'd say it definitely is. Yeah, I think there was a Snapchat came from that direction this week that just showed there's a little bit more intensity, a little bit more focus on this week's and maybe some of the other weeks, and maybe got some of our boys' attention.
All right, Shannon. Well, we look forward to seeing the Whippets tonight, and best of luck in the final two games of the season, and hopefully we can chat again soon. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Shannon Lovin, head football coach of the Minden Whippets here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll chat with Dave Colling of the Kearney Catholic Stars right after this on ESPN.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Back at the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio with Kearney Catholic head football coach Dave Colling. And, Coach, I guess for the first time this year, and it hasn't happened a lot over the last couple, 3 years, we're going to have to talk after a defeat. And your football team maybe now, I don't even think it's refocus. It's just that some things have changed as far as what may happen here in the next couple of weeks postseason. That's what we like to look at. But from your standpoint, it was a loss, and I'm sure there's some things that you want to fix.
Yeah, you know, we do. I think it brought about, during practice at least, a renewed focus for the guys. You know, I think sometimes you get, playing game after game after game and having some success. A defeat like this kind of refocuses you. So, sometimes never want to lose, but sometimes losing is a good thing to refocus some guys. I think they came back focused and stuff like that. Shame we lost Howie, but like I said, I think the guys are going to rally behind him and see if we can't still be playing when he happens, if he does return.
And that's the next thing. It might not be that the loss was the big story, the loss of Nathan Howe. We talked about him in the pregame a little bit more last week about how great he'd been doing. Mm-hmm. And the strange thing was that nobody really realized until the next day what the extent of his injury was. No account of it in the newspaper. We couldn't talk about it in the post game. I know you guys thought it was something different. Talk about what the effect of not having him here down the stretch will do and the changes that you're going to have to make.
Yeah, just a great kid, besides a great football player and, getting 5-6 yards after contact, all the stuff that he does for us, leading the one or two in the state for tackles besides all that stuff. And, just a great kid, losing a great kid. And the guys are going to, we got to have some guys step up. And we talked about that. And then you're going to be a crying shame to let him down, and not step up. And, I think we got some guys that are going to do that. And it changes things. you know, when you lose a, you know, I think he's leading the state in rushing too. And, you know, when you lose a guy like that, it's tough. And, but guys are going to have to step up and fill the void there. And maybe it's more than one guy, maybe it's one or two. But, like I said, the worst part is just him, you know, being a great kid. And, you know, the extent of the injury was tough because, you know, he didn't want to leave the game. He may have been in a lot more pain than he's actually telling us. And, you know, we had our trainer look at him and so forth. And you know, he even wanted to re-enter the game third quarter when he's hobbling around. And I'm like, hey, Tally, you can't, and he can't walk. And so, you know, just a tough kid. And Saturday morning was a little shock there. But like I said, we'll have kids to step up, I think.
Bryce James is another kid that's been hurt for you. So where do you go from here? Who replaces Nathan, and how does that shift what you want to do at a variety of positions?
You know, it changes things a little bit. You know, Brady Holtmeyer is going to step in at running back, and he's done that before. And another guy will come in at wing and so forth. And Brady runs the ball great, you know, great also. And then he'll give us a great effort and do a fine job. And defensively, you know, I've been asked a ton of times this week, which, you know, not having Howie, which is worse on offense or defense. And I couldn't answer the question because, you know, on defense, we miss him just his physical play at Mike linebacker. And so we just kind of changed things up a little bit. We're going to, you know, Chase Murphy's going to go from Will to Mike. And then, you know, he'll do a fine job there. We got another couple guys, Ryan Blake will step in and maybe play some Mike. And we got another guy that's going to step in and play Mike also. So, you know, like I said, just the physical play that Howie brings, these guys are going to have to step up the game a little bit, and I think they will.
Talking with Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. Now, on the schedule, Minden has obviously struggled this year, so you're not going to be playing a Central Catholic, a Cozad, maybe even a Holdridge like you'll run into next week. Does that help you kind of like ease in because you may not be facing a top-five team tonight?
You know, Minden plays us tough, you know, in any sport they play us in. You know, it's kind of a rivalry game, I guess you might call it. But they're gonna come in here, knowing how he's not playing, and knowing we don't have Bryce James, and knowing we just got, you know, a defeat, and so they're gonna bring their A game, and like you said, they may not be as strong as they have been in the past, but they're gonna come in and give us everything we want and more.
Going back to last week a little bit, as far as the physicality, how has that affected your team outside of the injuries?
You know, I just, you know, even this game coming up, we got to get better as a football team. I think we digressed a little bit last week, not taking anything away from GICC, but you know, we try to improve each week, physical and playing fast and all that stuff. And I don't think we did that last week. And so we got to get back on track to definitely playing better than we did last week. And just kind of get back on track and get the guys playing fast and physical and all that kind of stuff that we preach day in, day out.
Last minute here with Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic head football coach. As you look at Minden and talking with Coach Lovin, obviously they've taken their lumps. They still want to improve and try and do some things the last couple of weeks. Just looking at the stats and looking that they're playing quite a few young kids, there are a couple of bright spots out there. I know they got a nice young wide receiver, but it doesn't look like they've got a whole lot of time that your line might dominate this game. What are you seeing? What's the concern that maybe Minden does have one or two things that concern you?
You know, they're gonna spread you out and throw the ball, and you know, that's something that we've had a little bit of trouble, especially last week. You know, we thought we had a great game plan going in and just didn't execute at times, and so you know, they're gonna chuck the ball around, and our kids are gonna have to respond. And you know, you talk about the line, and we got to get back to playing physical football on the line. I don't think we like GICC was a more physical team last week, and we can't have that happen. Our guys are. Our seniors, and you know, they want the game riding on their shoulders, and hopefully they step up this week, as I think they will. But like I said, Minden has a nice little package, and we're going to have to shore up the pass defense.
All right, Dave, well, one more to go with Minden before next week's season finale, hard to believe, with Holdridge, and we'll chat again next week.
Okay, Doug, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, joining us here on the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have the starters right after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin first of all for the Minden Whippets. At right tackle will be Justin Villers, a 228-pound junior. Tyson McDowell will play center. He's 213 pounds and a sophomore. The left guard will be Keith Bendix, a 201-pound senior. At left tackle, Phoenix Duffy, a 255-pound junior. Right guard will be Quentin Tim, a 170-pound junior. Tight end is Dylan Jensen, 176 pounds and a senior. Fullback will be Bryson Holston. He is a senior, 214 pounds. Wide receivers, Matt Ekstrom, 135-pound senior. Wide receiver, Josiah Lovin, 170 pounds and a junior. Also at wide receiver, Cody Stadler, a 156-pound junior. And the quarterback for the Whippets, Jonathan Miller, he is a junior and 180 pounds. And again, they are looking for their very first win of the season. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, very quickly. At center will be Nick Dowling, a 5'10", 205-pound senior. The guards are Austin Ahrens, 6', 215 pounds and a senior. Dennis Combanting, 6', 255-pound senior. Tackles are Nick Brungard, 6'3", 255 pounds and a senior. Colin Ariando, a 6' tall, 240-pound senior. Chase Murphy, will play at middle linebacker. He is 6'1", 180 pounds, and we mention him because of the injury to Nathan Howe. And we'll have more of the starters right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And back here at Miles Field, our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We mentioned Dowling at center, Ahrens at guard, Cabanting also at guard, Brungard at tackle, Colin Ariando at tackle. Harrison Pierce will be one of the wideouts. He's 5'9", 150 pounds, and a senior. Also starting will be Creighton Hammack, a 6'1", 180-pound junior. Also starting will be Grant Bushker at the wideout. He's 5'10". It says 5'9 in here. I know he's at least 5'10". 165 pounds and a junior. A wing back is John Bach, 5'10", 170 pounds and a junior. At running back will be Brady Holtmeyer, a sophomore, 6', 175 pounds, filling in for the injured Nathan Howe. And the quarterback for the Stars will be John Masker, 6'2", 175 pounds and a senior. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease with you here from Miles Field. And a few computer problems. The biggest computer problem was computer operator error, and that would be me. In any event, we got a little bit of an abbreviated pregame as a result. And Don, final thought says we're just getting ready for Minden to kick things off.
Yeah, and then he asked me what to do about the computer problem. I said, just turn the on-off button one more time. No, Minden, like you said, Randy, Randy, if they haven't had a real good year, but if they could upset Kearney Catholic, this would make it a, you know, a special year for them.
Alexis Cyprian will be doing the kicking off here, and he'll do most of the kicking duties here for the Whippets, and he'll have a high kick, and I mean a high kick that's picked up by Bach at about the 7-yard line. He's got a couple of lead blockers on that left side, has the sideline, has it at the 45, picks up a devastating block, and he's going to take it the entire distance. The opening kickoff for the Stars is in the end zone. No flags on the play, or is there? There was a devastating block. I think it was clean, and they're going to throw a flag on it that's going to erase the opening kickoff.
There's a flag on the play.
Yep.
I thought that was a clean block. In any event, they are going to call a hold or something on it. In any event, that will take it back. But a lot of lightning. Unfortunately, no points here for Kearney Catholic to start things off.
Yep. You know, and you had it set up just perfect over here, Randy, on this wall on this outside. And like you said, you had a couple of blocks. You had a peel back block by Braxton Bellamy and them. But they end up getting a hold call right here about the 38-yard line.
Well, I don't think the penalty was called where Bellamy made that devastating block, because that was further up the field. So the block that we saw was clean, and I did not see a hold, nor did I see what they called as a hold. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. I would have had an opinion if it would have been on that peelback block. Though.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good block.
And it was somewhat behind the play. It had to be when the flag was thrown. In any event, Kearney Catholic will have fairly good field position, but instead of lining up for an extra point, we'll have it first and 10 at the 27-yard line. So the Stars, without Nathan Howe, will have Holtmeyer very deep in that formation. We saw so many times with Howe, has a lot of running room right up the middle, and he's going to bring it across the 40-yard line. It'll be about a 13-yard gain, the very first run right up the middle for Brady Holtmeyer.
Like you said, Randy, you know, just a deep handoff to Brady Holtmeyer, and the guys up front did a great job opening up the hole before anybody touched him. He was about 9-10 yards downfield.
And again, that entire offensive line moved the defensive line of the Whippets probably about 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. So, again, same formation coming across in motion is going to be Pierce, and they're going to hand it right up the middle, another big gap here for Holtmeyer, and he's going to bring it across the 45-yard line. Will gain about 4. 2 carries, 18 yards for the sophomore.
Yeah, like you said, Ray, just the same thing there. You know, they bring Tyler Mestel in motion, and then they give that handoff to Brady Holtmeyer going up the middle, and the line did a good job again, picking up about another 4 yards on the play.
Well, except for a holding penalty, it takes a touchdown off the board. Things have been working on high gas here for Kearney Catholic as they're marching it early on in 2 straight plays right up the middle. Same formation, this time a little counter for Holtmeyer, and this time he is hit near the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be ridden down by Phoenix Duffy, and it's going to be third and about 2.5 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just getting the, you know, he takes that handoff so deep, and he kind of reads, you know, Randy, which way he wants to go on those types of things. This time he brought it off to the Kearney Catholic's left side and picks up another 4 yards. You know, you said third down, about 2 yards to go.
And that allows the offense to decide which direction they want to drive their guy or seal him off, and allows them enough opportunities to find that hole. Off that right side, plenty of room for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has it across the 45, the 40, and he's going to be pulled down at about the 36-yard line. So that'll be a 13, make that a 15-yard gain. Just another, again, I think they run the same play. All 4 carries.
Yep, and you've mentioned it before, Randy. Kearney Catholic does that a lot. Once they find something that's working, they're just going to stick with it till you stop it. And, you know, they Brady Holtmeyer did a great job reading his blocks. Those guys up front did a great job pushing the, you know, defensive line of Minden downfield.
Man in motion, and that's going to be Hammack, and they'll give it up right up the middle here for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is going to be pulled down at about the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 6. Everything has been a positive run here for Kearney Catholic, and I'll tell you what, they're running just like number 27 is the guy getting the football handed to him.
Yep, you're definitely right there, Randy, and you know, those guys up front, and you mentioned it in the pregame. You know, nothing's changed up front. These guys up front are still there and stuff. There's a few other guys that got injured, but those guys up front have done a great job all year, and they're continuing to do it.
And that is the bread and butter. That is the strength of this football team. Nathan House and big shoes to fill. But again, if you've got road graders up front, that's going to help. Coming across in motion, that jet sweep, they hand it off here to Mestel. And Mestel is going to be down at about the 23-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 6 on the play.
Yep, just run that jet sweep coming to this left side. He tried to tightrope that, Randy, and pick up another few more yards, but he just stepped out of bounds about the 26, 27-yard line.
Well, they moved the marker there a little bit. Yeah, that's going to be about a six-yard gain for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be third and short, and deep in that, only back in the backfield formation here is going to be Holtmeyer. He'll take a little counter move, has lots of room on that right side, slips through a tackle, and he's going to take it 27 yards for the touchdown. Stars right up the middle.
Yep, just a nice play, Randy. You know, they've done it three, four times. The last time they gave it to the jet sweep guy coming around. This time, Tyler Mestel, they faked it to him coming around this side, and Brady Holtmeyer taking the handoff very deep and reading what he has. And those guys up front are doing a great job. Have a big hole up front. A guy hit him about 10 yards, though, and he broke that tackle and took it on in for the end zone.
Well, Brady Holtmeyer has 67 of the 73 yards on that drive and carried the ball six times. And now Murphy with the extra point will punch it through. It is up and good. And the Stars march right down the field in their opening drive. 9:17 to go in quarter number one. It's 7-0 Stars. We're back after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
People you know, community people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Chase Murphy, after punching through the extra point, now we'll kick things off here. And Minden will have their first opportunity to touch the football. Stars lead it 7-0 after marching 73 yards in seven plays right up the middle. And a high kick here by Murphy. That's going to be picked up at about the 7-yard line. And across is going to be Jacob Hauserman. And Hauserman is going to be tripped up just as he's a little bit short of the 25-yard line.
Yeah, nice high kick, Randy. Like you said, he got it clear down to about the 5-yard line, did he? And, they had a good people getting down there very, very fast. First one down there was number 4, Mitchell Woosty. He got down there awful fast, Bobcat did. And, kind of made the guy kind of juke. And then all of a sudden there's about 3 or 4 guys there.
Yeah, there's some guys in there that want to be the first guy to make contact. There's some friendly rivalry on that kickoff unit. Tie-dye formation here for the Whippets. And they'll hand it off to the tailback. And not much room to run there at all. Creighton Hammock's going to be standing him up after a very, very short gain. They don't even have the opportunity to plant him down because they will blow the play dead here. And not much room to run at all. I think that was Cody Stadler who had the carry.
Yep. And Cody didn't have, once he got the handoff, took about 3 steps there, Randy, and blitzing through there was Creighton Hammock and I believe, number 44 for Kearney Catholic, Chase Murphy was in there too.
So quick pitch, going to go out to the tailback on that backside, and that's going to be Clayton Weaver.
Clayton Weaver
is going to gain maybe about 1 yard, and pursuing through from his middle linebacker spot is Chase Murphy, and Murphy makes a nice tackle after a gain of about 2.
Yep, the guys out front here did a good job. Harrison Pierce and them kind of holding up their end of the deal on this outside. And like you said, Chase Murphy did a great job coming flying over there from his middle linebackers to make a short gain for Minden Whippets.
And Murphy's going to take an expanded role on defense because they're going to need him to kind of fill in for Nathan Howe. Shotgun formation, they're going to throw a quick little screen. They connect in underneath. And on the run here is going to be Cody Stadler. Stadler makes one guy miss, slips off of there, and I think he's got across the 35-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down.
Yep. Like you said, Randy, he made the first guy miss out there about the 5-6 yards short, and then he picked up a block up front and picks up the first down, just lunging forward there, just barely enough for the first down.
So Stadler gets the first down here. And it'll be first and 10 here for the Whippets. They gain exactly 10 yards on those 3 plays. And under center here is going to be Miller. Miller will hand it off on that tailback and they'll have a lead blocker for the fullback, and that's going to be just about it. Bottom of the pile, stacking it up, is going to be Dennis Cabanting, and not much room to run at all for Clayton Weaver.
Takes that handoff, takes a pretty deep handoff, Randy. Follows his eye back, or his fullback coming up over to the right side. And Dennis Cabanting was there. And then the linebackers of Creighton Hammack and Chase Murphy came flying in there to make the tackle.
So we'll see what they do here on second and eight. They had a great screenplay. They kind of got Kearney Catholic maybe being a little bit too aggressive. We'll see what they do here out of the I formation. Holston is the fullback, and it's a long count, some movement up there, and they're going to throw a flag. As well, we don't like to throw anybody under the bus, but when you're as large as the man that jumped off sides, people are going to see your number. And we, like I say, we don't like to mention it on the radio, but that'll be a 5-yard penalty on Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just a little anxious where they were up front to get after the men and whippets here, and just jumped offside just a little bit there.
Just say that the numbers are large, and the jerseys are large for a good reason. But again, that defensive line has been solid all year long. And the only time it seems you call the guy's number is when he's offside. Anyway, it's going to set up now second and about three. Dropping back the pass is going to be Miller. Miller airs it out and tried to drop it in there over into a little seam in the coverage, but he couldn't connect with Matt Ekstrom. There wasn't a lot of room to throw that ball in there, but Ekstrom was open.
Yeah, he ran a little out and up move on that when they faked that dive up to the middle, Randy, and then Ekstrom kind of ran an out and up move there in between the safety and the defensive backup. Pierce was just a little gap there that he was going to have to hit.
Bushcutter coming through on that backside to try to give a little bit of help, but before he got that help, it was just in that moment there that he threw the ball. So good timing on the pass for Miller, even though it's incomplete. He'll go on the pistol. Snap has bobbled. He's actually going to pitch it forward, and they're going to spin through and be short of the first down. That one, the timing was off. It's actually a forward pitch, but there wasn't anybody across the line of scrimmage, so that would still be a legal play, and it's going to set up now fourth and very short.
Yep, and, you know, like you said, Randy, a bobbled snap right off the bat, and he kind of tossed it out there to him. And he had a little bit of a line out there, but he got hit right off the bat about, you know, line of scrimmage there. He spun off him and then kind of dove forward. And this is, you know, a down where, you know, Minden, they're going to go for it.
Hey, you're 0-7. Go for it.
You bet.
They have it at their own 45-yard line. Well, need to get to the 45. They have it at the 44. Long count. Weaver barking it out. And they'll hand it off to the fullback. And the fullback, I think, has enough. Coming right through there as Bryson Holston gains about a yard and a half and then slips through there after they almost could have blown the whistle, but he slipped through there for a couple extra yards. And that's a no-doubter once he slipped out of there. He ends up gaining about 4 yards.
Yep, just a quick handoff to the fullback going right up the middle, Randy. And like you said, you know, right off the bat, he got hit pretty good right there. You know, he probably had enough for the first down, but by the end of it, he gets about another 3 yards out of play.
So the Whippets just a little bit short of midfield here. 5:35 to go, quarter number one, 7-0 Kearney Catholic. Under center is Miller out of the I formation, and they're going to throw a flag. I'm not sure what they have as an infraction. I didn't see anybody wearing a green jersey moving. In fact, I did not see what the illegal procedure is against the Whippets, but they are throwing a 5-yard procedure penalty against Minden.
Yeah, I didn't either, Randy. I didn't, you know, right or even right in here with us, and I didn't see anybody, but somebody must have flinched just enough.
So 5-yard penalty, make it first and 15 for the Whippets here. And they're going to hand it off, and Murphy comes through there on the blitz, going to throw him back for a loss. And Clayton Weaver had no opportunity. Check that. It wasn't Weaver. Couldn't see who they handed the ball to because Murphy was in there so quick. And Cody Stadler could not get back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. He's going to end up losing about 4 on the play.
Yeah, he just about handed it off to Murphy because Murphy was in there that fast. Murphy blitzing from his middle linebacker spot. Got a gap right in there, Randy, and makes the tackle for the loss.
So we'll see what they can do here on second and about 18, or well, let's call it 19. Now the pistol is going to be Miller. He's got a couple of running backs, one behind him, and he's going to pitch the ball out here to Weaver. And Weaver will get across the line of scrimmage, gain about half of what they lost on the previous play, and it's going to set up third and a lot here after a gain of about 2.5.
Yeah, just a quick toss to the right side. Just tried to get him out to the outside there. Harrison Pierce did a good job of coming up there and containing that. He turned him back in, and then he picks up about 4 yards on the play. But you got your linebackers coming in there and making the play.
So it's going to be third and about 17 here for the Whippets. 4:15 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Kearney Catholic. Out of the pistol is Miller. He's got a running back behind him and one to his left, but he's looking to throw, and he'll swing it out to this left side. Murphy makes him cut back to the inside, and Jacob Hauserman falls to the turf trying to cut back inside. Murphy, let's give him credit for the tackle, even though it was really the turf monster, because he had a nice read on that play.
Yeah, you could see Chase, you know, kind of faking the blitz like he was going to come in blitzing in there, and then he kind of dropped back, and then the back went out in the out. Or the backfield there, he just kind of followed him right there, Randy. When they threw it out there, Murphy was right there. But like you said, he kind of made a move, did the back, and then he just kind of fell down.
Ekstrom from Minden.
So Ekstrom will be doing the punting here for the Whippets. Stars have a couple back there. And high wobbly kick, kind of end over end, and juggling it and losing the football is Kearney Catholic. And I think Grant Bushcutter might have been able to get up there and jump on the ball. Minden says they've got it.
They'll unstack the pile.
They are unstacking it, and Minden could not come up with it. I think Grant was able to dive in there off of his block and was able to find the football.
Yeah, like you said, it just kind of was one, you know, kind of end-over-end wobbly kicks, and John Bach was coming up there to run it, and he just kind of caught off his chest a little bit, and it bounced around and got on the turf, because once John bobbled it, they kind of tackled him, and then good thing Grant was right there to dive on the football.
Yeah, he was still bobbling it when he got hit, and if he would have had a couple more strides, he'd probably been able to finish the catch. As it stands, Holtmeyer will be back very deep. Hammock comes across in motion. They're going to hand it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has room to run, breaks off tackle, has that sideline, and he's going to outrun everybody. This is going to cover 67 yards. And a touchdown for the sophomore.
Just a handoff in the backfield, about 7-8 yards deep there, Randy. And Brady does a good job of reading where he needs to go. There was a guy right there. He kind of made one guy miss a little bit, and then he found that alley that those guys blocked up front. And, man, he was off to the races and ends up running in for the touchdown.
92 yards on his last two carries and two touchdowns. How's that for the sophomore? Filling in for the state's leading rusher in Nathan Howe. And now Chase Murphy will try to add the extra point.
Chase Murphy for the point after.
Last two carries for Kearney Catholic have turned into touchdowns. A one-play drive right up the middle. Snap is down. Kick is up. Plenty of time here for Murphy. And he'll stroke it through. And it's 14-0 Kearney Catholic. 3:10 to go in quarter number one. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Stars, two quick scores, a 27-yard run by Brady Holtmeyer and now a 65-yard run by Holtmeyer. And it's 14-0 Kearney Catholic kicking off here with 3:10 to go in quarter number one. And Murphy steps into it. A little bit more of a line drive kick. He was wobbling, and they picked up at about the 6-yard line. And on the run here is going to be Hauserman. Hauserman right up the middle, and there is just a wall set up there by the Kearney Catholic coverage team, and Hauserman runs into the wall, and that's going to be it at about the 25-yard line.
Yep, I think, like you said, Randy, there's a lot of people that get down there quickly. Braxton kind of goes down there and busted through there, and then your son, Grant, was right there to make a move, and Grant was right there to make the tackle.
Well, they like to get down there and just kind of cause havoc.
Yep.
There's a friendly rivalry and seeing how much havoc you can cause there. Under center is going to be Miller here. First and 10 from the 25. Miller's going to hand it off.
No.
And wow, that is enveloped. Ryan Blake is in on the tackle. Also the left side of the defensive line for Kearney Catholic. Nick Brungart was in on it.
Ball carried by Stadler.
And Stadler's carry is actually, let's see where they unstack it. That's going to be a loss of about three on the play.
Yeah, but like you said, Randy, those guys up front, you know, have done a great job all year, and they did it right there too, you know, getting penetration up front. Dennis Cabanting was in there, and Nick Brungart was right in there right off the snap there.
So they're going to actually split things out here on the right side. Colin Choquette and Josiah Lovin split out wide here. Under center is going to be Miller. And Miller, the right-handed quarterback, will hand the ball off. And Hammack makes him cut back to the inside. And that's going to be it. They're going to wrap him up immediately. And after putting him to the turf, Clayton Weaver is then helped up by Hammack.
Yeah, Hammack was right there to come up there, Randy, from his outside linebacker spot and made him cut right through there. And then he hit him high, and I think Nick Dowling was right there to hit him kind of low on the backside there too for a no gain for him. But, you know, Creighton Hammack was right there to make that stop.
And the middle linebacker was flowing there for Kearney Catholic if that didn't work out, as Ryan Blake was in there. So some sophomores really kind of stepping up here for Kearney Catholic with the injury. Miller will be in the pistol. A little bit of pressure coming. Throws a screen in underneath, and it's going to be broken up as it was thrown in there. And can we say it was coverage by Austin Arts?
Yep, Austin did a great job. He was one of those guys just going, man, I'm going to get this chance. I got this chance right here to make this interception because Ryan Blake blitzed right up the middle, Randy, and I don't think the screen pass was well developed there yet, because Ryan Blake was right there in on the quarterback, and they threw it, and Austin Arnes just about made an interception there. He was right there to bat it down.
So Bach back deep here for Kearney Catholic, and the high punt here by Ekstrom. It's going to hit the turf and into the hands of one of the Whippets, and it's going to be downed right there by Thomas Miller. At about the 45-yard line. So Kearney Catholic will have it first and 10 from about the 45 with a minute 27 to go here in the first quarter. Stars lead at 14-0.
Well, like you said, Randy, you know, the last two plays for Kearney Catholic on offense have resulted in a touchdown. So, and you said, you mentioned a couple of guys going in there on offense or defense last time. You know, some new guys, and I think you got a couple of new guys out here on the offensive end of things too.
For the first time tonight in the pistol is going to be Kearney Catholic, and we've got a timeout by somebody. I think it's going to be, it's going to be timeout here by Minden.
Timeout.
So this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Stars up 14-0, minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Back after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Additional congratulations to the Kearney Catholic Girls Golf Team for finishing fifth. And congratulations also go, of course, to the Minden Girls Golf Team for winning the Class C State Championship.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Stars lead it 14-0 with a minute 27 to go. And in that shotgun, as we mentioned, is going to be quarterback John Masker. Masker's going to throws it in underneath, throws it off the hands of Clayton Hammack. It was thrown behind him. That would have been a real tough catch for Hammack, and it falls incomplete.
And just running kind of a deep in, Randy, and, he faked that handoff to Brady Holtmeyer going up the middle, and this time he wanted to see if he could get some of those guys sucked in there. And, like you said, it was just a little bit behind him. Would have been a good catch for Clayton Hammack, but it was just a tad bit behind him.
So Holtmeyer and Masker are in the backfield, and now Masker's going to step in under center. And Kearney Catholic actually with a couple of tight ends. And in motion, they'll fake the handoff, give it off to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is going to get back the line of scrimmage maybe. That is the best defensive line penetration here for the Whippets tonight. And I want to make sure we give credit to whoever comes up on the bottom of that pile, because they did a nice job of busting that up. And Dylan Jensen is who led that charge.
Yep, right up the middle there, was they got the handoff to Brady. Dylan did a great job of fighting off his block and getting right in there to make the tackle.
So it's going to be 3rd and 10 after the incompletion and the running play that goes for nothing. Stars scored on their first two drives, and they lead it 14-0 as we're in the final minute of quarter number one. Under center is going to be Masker. Very deep is going to be Holtmeyer. And they'll hand it, fake the handoff to Holtmeyer, rolling out his Masker. He can throw if he wants to or run. Now he's going to throw it deep, Robin, and it is off the fingertips, trying to track down the ball is Mestel, and it falls incomplete. And again, he ran enough that everybody kind of gave up on the play, and he threw it deep enough, but unfortunately, Mestel, he kind of sat down instead of continuing. And if would have continued the whole way, he'd been 70 yards down the field. You know, so it was just the timing of that was off a little bit, and still Kearney Catholic has yet to complete a pass.
Yeah, just, you know, and John did a good job rolling out to this side, Randy, you know, because nothing was open right off the bat, and then Mestel did break open at the end.
Harrison Pierce to punt here for Kearney Catholic with 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Low snap, but no pressure coming. So Pierce with a high kick. And it's going to be hit down there. It's muffed. And I think Kearney Catholic has a shot to come up with a football. And I think the Stars do come up with it. Kearney Catholic sure acts like it. And there comes Creighton Hammack with a football.
That was one of those high kicks, you know, up in there. And he kept coming up the field, Randy. And, you know, he just kind of, you know, came off of his chest just a little bit and fell right down, and there was Creighton Hammack right there just to dive on the football.
Well, it went in between a lot of players there, and I think Clayton Weaver may have run into one of his own guys, and he touched the football, and then Creighton Hammack was right there.
Yeah, nice job by Creighton Hammack, just dive on that football right there.
So the Stars get the ball back here, 1st and 10 from the 27-yard line. And Masker is going to be in the pistol, hands it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer cuts back to the inside, and one man away from going for a touchdown, and then he dropped the ball on the way down, and Minden comes up with it.
Yeah,
that's a gain of about 14, but Kearney Catholic loses the football.
Yeah, you know, he got the ball, Randy, deep, and he kind of went to that right side just a little bit, cut back across right towards the middle there and had a little opening, and then, you know, got hit pretty hard right down there at the end, and he ends up fumbling the football at about the 14.
Beautiful night for football, about 57 degrees right now and about a 4-mile-an-hour wind. It's a beautiful night. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Miller will hand it off to his fullback, coming on kind of a crossbuck action there, and Brian Holston is going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, just, you know, hand off to Brian. Holston going to the left side. There just wasn't much there, Randy, as a, you know, Kearney defensive Catholic front did a great job up front for Kearney Catholic.
Well, don't feel bad about saying his name wrong. I started it. A gain of nothing. That is the final play of the first quarter here. The Stars scored on two straight plays, two straight drives to start the game, and they lead it 14-0 as we head to the second quarter here in Kearney. We'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic with a 14-0 lead. Just when they look like they might be able to add on to it, a fumble a little bit ago. So we've had an exchange of turnovers. And Kearney Catholic, you know, they lost Nathan Howe, breaking the leg last week. Bryce James out. Those aren't the only stars out there that are kind of banged up this time of year.
Nope. You got Cam Moore's out, and then you got a few linemen that were banged up after last week, and which everybody's a little bit banged up after week 7.
That's absolutely true. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. That badly sprained ankle for Bryce James, about 65% healed, they say. Quick little flare-out pass on that right side, and it's going to be incomplete. Breaking it up is going to be Mestel. They tried to lob it out there to Clayton Weaver, and actually it was Harrison Pierce, 2, not 3, that broke that up. And good timing there on the hit by Pierce.
Yep, Harrison, you know, he's done a good job so far. you know, with his coverage is out here too, Randy, and he's done a good job of coming up when he run any type of sweeps and stuff like that to his side. And he was right there to break that pass up also.
So first play of the second quarter is incomplete. Still 14-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead here at home against the Whippets. And jet sweep trying to cut to the inside here is going to be Clayton Weaver. Weaver makes one man miss, and then Ryan is going to make the tackle. And actually, they haven't got him to the ground yet. Now they're going to blow it dead at about the 22-yard line. There is a flag down right in the middle of that play, and that could be almost anything. That could be a late hold. That could be a face mask. That could be almost anything. It was thrown into a mass of humanity there. We'll have to see what this flag is.
Yeah, they ran that. No, they got a little bit of a face mask, Randy.
Face mask.
And they ran that jet sweep coming across here. You know, they do that. I was talking to Coach Colling a little bit today, and he said that that's one thing they kind of starting to do is run a little bit of that jet sweep coming to the left side here. And he did a good job of making the first guy miss because there's somebody right out there. You know, and Braxton Bellamy was right there too to, you know, to kind of make that tackle. But got a little bit of the face mask did somebody we don't know who exactly was.
And there was a lot of guys there,
yeah.
And they were all reaching at it. And it's it was the inadvertent variety, so it's only a five-yarder. They didn't pull down on it. So Miller will be in the pistol here. And he'll bark out the signals, hand the ball off to his fullback coming right up the middle. That's Holston, and Holston will bring it across the 30-yard line. So he'll gain actually about four on the play, just right up the middle. And Bryson Holston has 8 yards on three carries.
Yeah, and they just, you know, they've put trips to this side and a single back to that side, and they're kind of starting to spread Kearney Catholic out and seeing how they, you know, their backers will do and stuff, getting out there to cover some people. Now they're just kind of handing it off. They did a little bit jet sweep, and now they went right up the middle to pick up about 4 yards on that play.
So second and six on the 32. This play started after Kearney Catholic fumbled the ball at about the 16-yard line. They bring a man in motion. They're going to hand it off to him. And with it is going to be Chase Smith. And Smith down that sideline going to be knocked out of bounds by Grant Bushcutter before he got to the first down marker. But it's going to be third and short after a gain of about five.
Yep, just coming in with that kind of that jet sweep action, Randy, and going to the right side. And he picked up a block. And right off the bat, you know, Creighton Hammett kind of came up there. He was fighting off a block, and he had to kind of go outside of him. And, you know, picked up one block on the outside. And then, like you said, now it's going to be about third down and about 2 yards to go.
And that's the fourth Whippet to carry the football. It's actually going to be about a yard and a half away. Kearney Catholic's only had two guys carry it. And Tyler Mestel had one carry. Other than that, it's been Brady Holtmeyer with 9 carries so far in the football game. 14-0, Stars with the lead. Third and short here. Miller barking out the signals out of the pistol. He's going to hand the ball off to his fullback right up the middle. He bounces to the outside, and he's going to be close. I don't know if he got there. If they would have made the initial tackle, he would have been well short. And we'll see exactly where they unstack it here. And they're going to say it's more than enough for the first down. It's going to be a gain of about 2.5 yards.
Yeah, you're right, Randy, because right off the bat, he kind of got stood up a little bit, but then he kind of spun a little bit and kind of got his balance back. Lunging forward, and then the line kind of helped him push him forward a little bit and picks up the first down.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 39.
Yep.
And Miller will be in that pistol. They'll bring Weaver across the formation. Throw in underneath by Miller, and it's going to be incomplete. Pierce on the coverage, and on the dive over there was Matt Ekstrom. Ekstrom couldn't come up with it. And it will be an incomplete pass.
And just like you said, Randy, you know, they brought Weaver in a little bit of motion coming to the Whippets' left side, Kearney Catholic's right side, and then they just kind of faked that handoff up the middle, and then they tried to hit the guy on the outside, which Ekstrom, he's open just barely, and it's going to take a good ball to get it in there, though.
Stadler standing behind Miller, who's in the pistol. Weaver comes across in formation. He'll stop in the slot there. They'll hand it off that left side, and trying to jump over one guy is going to be number four, Stadler. And Stadler just, he was slowed down enough, and here comes a pretty quick Kearney Catholic defense.
Yep, right in there right off the bat. I believe it was Colin Arredondo was right in there right off the bat. And that's who he tried to hurdle and stuff. And then, like you said, Randy, a lot of pursuit with Creighton Hammack. And I believe Chase Murphy was right in there also to make the tackle.
And there was another line right behind that.
Yeah.
So they were flowing really to the ball. Inside of 10 minutes to go here. Second quarter, 14-0, Kearney Catholic. Third and 11 from the 38 are the Whippets. Miller will be in the pistol. And I think that's Stadler just to his left side. No, it's actually going to be Holston. But they... Miller are going to do kind of a quarterback draw here, and Miller is not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. I don't know if that was by design or he basically said, I got to get out of here because that pocket collapsed.
Yep, they had a blitz going in on from Chase Murphy on the left side, and Brady Holtmeyer's coming in on the right side, and then the defensive line did a great job, but they were in there so quick that I don't know if he looked like they were trying to set up a little bit of a screen off this left side, but like you said, Randy, he just took off with it because that's what he ended up having to do.
So the Whippets will be giving up the football here, or at least we assume that, on 4th and 13 from their own 36. Ekstrom is the punter. Bach back deep. Mestel is kind of his protector. High snap, a little bit of pressure coming for Kearney Catholic, but they get it off, and it's going to hit the turf, and they're just going to let it roll dead inside the 30-yard line to about the 27. I think maybe a little gun-shy was Bach after the one that he mishandled. Because after that hit the turf, he probably could have picked it up. But, you know, discretion being the better part of valor. You risk the football to gain about 5 yards.
Yep, you're exactly right, Randy. It was a high snap. And, you know, that one guy got in there, you know, for Kearney Catholic. I have a number 83 for Kearney Catholic was right in there. Sites was right Sites, in there to just about. You know, he's kind of held up, too, because he was going to either get the block or he was going to mow over the punter.
Mestel comes across the formation in motion. They hand the ball right up the middle to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer met at the 35, bounces off one guy, and he's going to end up gaining about 8 yards to make it almost close to 9 here as he's eventually tripped up by Robert Sloan.
And he's just a little slow getting up. I think he got the wind knocked out of him pretty good there, Randy, because, you know, he took that handoff and went right to the right side there and picked up, you know, about 9 yards, but he got hit pretty good right in the midsection there.
So he's going to come out of there, and coming in to play running back is going to be Cooper Holbrook. He's 5'9", 145 pounds, but all 45 pounds are tough, I'll tell you. Out of that pistol is Masker. Masker's running on option, pitches it out for Holbrook. Holbrook has the edge, has the first down, puts his head down. There is a flag thrown. Generally where you think you're going to see a hold, they've got enough for the first down easily with Holbrook, and we'll see what they decide to do here, what this penalty is. That generally is where you see an offensive penalty for holding.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, did a good job, John Masker and Cooper Holbrook, running the option. You come right in off the bat, and you got an option called for you and stuff. But Cooper's willing to do anything. He'll get out there. He'll stick his nose in a lot of stuff. And he did a great job, you know, receiving the pitch from John Masker and going out to the left side. But it's all for nothing because it's got a little bit of a holding call.
The hold was actually about a yard past the sticks. So they'll back him up 10 yards from there, and it'll set up 2nd and 9. 8:12 to go, quarter number 2, 14-0 Kearney Catholic. They scored on their first two drives, had the punt their most recent time they had their hands on the football, and now Holbrook is behind Masker, who is in the pistol. Rather deep pistol. They fake the handoff to him, and it's going to be a keeper by Masker. Masker makes one man miss, gets to the outside. They seal him off, and he'll get the first down and then step out of bounds after a nice little scramble. It didn't look to me like that's how that play was designed, but a nice read there by John Masker, who scrambles for 10 yards.
Yep, it was one of those that looked like he was looking to pass it out here. It looked like Tyler Mestel, but Tyler Mestel was kind of blocking down the field, Randy. And so John just tucked it in and took off to the left side and did a great job scrambling around, and then did pick up a block on that side from Harrison Pierce, I believe, on that left side, and picks up the first down.
So he gets out of bounds, so the clock is actually stopped here with 7:51 to go. And now Masker will be in under center, and they have a tight end on the near side. Mestel comes across the formation, fake the handoff to him, hand it off to the tailback, and Cooper Holbrook's going to get back to line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, and you know, he faked that handoff going to the left side. With Tyler Mestel, and Brady Holtmeyer is back in there, Randy, and he took the handoff from John Masker to Brady Holtmeyer, and goes right up the middle. But the defensive line for Minden did a great job of tackling him right there.
Yeah, they had nowhere to go, So Holtmeyer back deep again. And again, he's standing at the 30-yard line. They snap it from the 37, so he's 7 yards deep. Scrambling out is Masker. Masker being pursued. He's going to throw it in underneath. It's going to be caught by Holtmeyer at the 45, across the 40, at the 30. Has one man to beat, and he gets tripped up inside about the 18-yard line. Great pitch and catch there as Holtmeyer came out of the backfield and just kind of sat down in an open area, and on the scramble, Masker able to find him.
Yep, as Masker rolled to the left side there, he was looking deep,
but there's a couple guys that blitzed in there from that which was Minden's right side, and so John had to scramble back over here to the Kearney Catholic's right side, and he finds Brady Holtmeyer downfield about 15 yards and then throws it to him, but a great scramble by John Masker.
About a 45-yard gain there. It'll be first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Bushcutter comes across the formation, and they fake the handoff to him. Holtmeyer really doesn't have much room to run right up the middle. He's going to end up gaining about 2 yards, and that's it.
Yep. And, you know, like you said, Randy, he had Grant going in motion to the left side, and then all of a sudden, you know, Brady gets the handoff, but there wasn't much there. They got a great line surge, did Minden right up the front. And, you know, he ends up picking up a yard on the play, but Minden did a great job up front there.
Trips to the right. There is one wide receiver on the wide side of the field on that left side. I think that's Hammack. And they're going to hand it off right up the middle to Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer, covering the ball and protecting it, will bring it across the 15-yard line down to about the 14. That'll be a gain of three, maybe. Well, we'll call it four. In fact, unstacking it, it's closer to even 5 yards on the play, and it's going to be third and about four and a half.
Yep, they got a little bit of a block on Keith Benedict, but he did a pretty good job of fighting that off and tackling Brady Holtmeyer for, you know, the gain that he did, but Keith did a good job of fighting off the block.
Stars lead at 14-0. We're inside at 6 minutes to go. Clock running here. Third and five from the 12 for Kearney Catholic. And they're going to fake the handoff. Rolling out to the left side is Masker. Masker makes one man miss, throws it in the middle, and it is incomplete.
Masker's
he had a man open on that far sideline over there. If he'd seen him, that'd be an easy touchdown. But didn't really have the opportunity to just sit there and collect himself as the pass ball is incomplete. Pretty good pressure there by the Whippets.
Yep, it was Keith Benedict that time again, Randy. As he rolled out to the left side, he came flying up in there. And, you know, I think Grant was open on the left side. Harrison Pierce was on that left side over there too. And he had to scramble back and come back across the middle and try to hit Creighton Hammack in the middle.
This will be a 30-yard field goal coming up here by Chase Murphy. He hit a couple of field goals last week, the first two drives against Grand Island Central Catholic. And we'll see what he can do here. High snap, but handled well by Masker. A high kick here by Murphy, and it is up and good. A 30-yarder by Chase Murphy makes it 17-0. Kearney Catholic with 5:34 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth here at Miles Field. 17-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Chase Murphy, after adding on to it with a 30-yard field goal, will now kick it. It is a high kick near the sideline. He's going to be picked up at about the 10-yard line. Getting it for the Whippets here is going to be Clayton Weaver. Weaver tries to get that far side, and he gets stood up at about the 15-yard line. That's where they wanted to set the wall, and he had to run all the way across, and the Kearney Catholic just too quick to have that happen.
Yep, I'm trying to get the number of that 34, I believe it was, coming on in there.
Christian Richter.
Is that Christian Richter? Or no, maybe that was...
Actually, I think that might have been 32, Braxton Bellamy.
Bellamy, yeah. I think that's your.
I think
you're
it was
30,
32, not 34.
Yep, and Braxton come flying. Like you said, these guys just fly down the field. It's kind of fun to watch these guys just go down there after those guys.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 15 here for the Whippets, who need something positive to happen. They trail at 17-0 with 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. And just as they're snapping it,
a flag down
just almost simultaneous with the snap, and it's going to be a legal procedure here on the Whippets. So that will put them back to their own 10-yard line.
Yep, and I made a mistake. It was 54. It was Ty Connolly that came down there, Randy, on that kickoff. Him and Braxton were right there to make that tackle.
Yeah, that sounds like him as well. A couple of finals from this afternoon. 7th-ranked Fullerton over 10th-ranked Howells Dodge in overtime. 52-45 in Class D1, and Sutherland over Morrill, 42-30. That is a final.
Carried by Holston.
Holston right up the middle. Yep. Just a quick little dive here for the fullback. And not a bad game, getting that 5 yards back and then about three more on top of it.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, just kind of a quick handoff right up the middle to him. And, you know, it was one of those that they just got right up quickly to the line of scrimmage and snapped it right away and kind of caught the front guys for Kearney Catholic off guard up front.
So we're inside of 5 minutes to go here before halftime. 17-0, Stars with the lead. The Whippets have it now 2nd and 6 after a nice game. And now the pistol will hand it off to the fullback, Holston, again this time. But that time, Kearney Catholic is able to hog time after a gain of, well, I don't know, even got back to line of scrimmage. It'll be almost nothing.
Like you said, Randy, you know, the guys up front, Nick Dowling was up there, and Brungart was up there. And those guys did a great job right up front to make sure that he was going nowhere.
In Class A, Kearney High right now leading at Millard West, 7-0. That game's in the second quarter. We'll deliver the scores. Valentino of Kearney will deliver right to your door. Valentino's home with a grand Italian buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of the great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And there's all sorts of things going on there. We had two guys in motion and the snap came a little bit late. And, you know, you can't throw five illegal procedure penalties, but there was about five moving parts there that didn't work out for the Whippets.
They might even been in Canadian football. They threw that flag that time because there was a lot of people moving at that point, Randy.
Well, you know, when you only get three downs
yeah.
and you punt on third down sometimes, you do need to kind of be moving toward the line.
Line of scrimmage, yep.
I like that Canadian game.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, it's football.
Fun.
It's football. We'll take it. Other scores that we have for you in Class B. Right now, Lexington at home leads Adams Central 6-0. That game is on our sister station, KICS, 1550 AM in Hastings. Elsewhere on our myriad of stations that we've got for you. Right now, Ravenna is trailing in Gibbon.
Oh.
20-7, that game on KKPR.
Kearney Catholic Activities Association is asking for your help.
And I think they called illegal shift, but Kearney Catholic declined it, so it's fourth down now or something, I guess.
I didn't realize that they were able to do that. I thought they blew the whistle before the snap.
Yeah, I did too.
In any event, they say it was not, so Kearney Catholic will decline the penalty, and it actually would be a loss, so it's now 4th and 10. So Extraman punt formation from the 15, a little bit of pressure coming, but he kicks a high kick, and it's going to hit the turf, and John Bach's going to let it go out of bounds after it crosses the 50-yard line. It's going to be short of the 45, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the 46 here for the Stars.
Just a, like you said, Randy, a nice high kick, and he kind of angled it off towards the out of bounds there, and then John gets over there, but, you know, he's just going, you know what, I'll just let it go out of bounds. It's pretty decent field position for Kearney Catholic.
Sixth-ranked Sutton leads at home against second-ranked St. Cecilia, 16-9. That game is on our sister station, KHAS Radio. Don't forget that we'll deliver the scores for you. Valentino delivers right to your door, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. They will deliver here in the Kearney area. So 3:44 to go before halftime. Stars up 17-0. Just short of midfield is Kearney Catholic, and they're going to pitch the ball out here to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has a couple of lead blockers, cuts to the inside, has it across the 50, across the 45, and he's going to be pulled down after he crosses the 40 as he just kind of ran off this left side, and the tackle is going to be led there by Colin Choquette.
Yep, and then, you know, pulling on that was Austin Arntz that time, Randy, and doing a great job. Nick Brungart was out there. And both those guys did a great job of, you know, making a block downfield. And then downfield, you had Harrison Pierce making a nice block, you know, to spring Holtmeyer.
15th carry for number 14. And a little flare-out, roll-out pass here for Creighton Hammock. And Hammock carrying a couple of guys with him. And he'll bowl down. He was about 5 yards short of the first down, but carried two guys for another 6 yards. And that'll be an 11-yard gain, 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
Like you said, man, just a little bit of flare pass out there for about a 3-yard gain. He had it, and then he just kept on going and going and ends up picking up the first down, does Creighton Hammock.
And I think that's the ninth player that's caught a pass for Kearney Catholic on the season, on ninth or tenth. It's at the wide receiver position. Quick little handoff here for Holtmeyer. Flag down. Holtmeyer slips off the outside, back to the inside, takes it all the way in for the touchdown. Another 27-yard run. If it gets to stay, it is a flag down. And I don't know what it is, but that's generally going to be on the offense, and Kearney Catholic is moving back.
And you said, you know, like you said, Randy, they came up there pretty quick. I wonder if everybody didn't quite get set when he snapped the ball.
And the flag came on the snap.
Yep.
And generally, if you got an illegal shift or movement coming, they call it chop block.
Chop block would be the call against the Stars.
Okay.
And it must have happened real quick.
Yep. You know, because it must.
That's a 15-yard penalty. That's you know, that's one of those people can get hurt, so they call that a personal foul.
And well, yep, there he goes. He was putting it down after five, and I'm going, wait a second. Yeah. But you know, that's like you said, Randy. Must have been on the outside right off the bat. You know, with a Kearney Catholic doing a chop block, but the play wasn't. It was coming off to the right side, which. You know, too bad for Brady because that was about another 40-yard touchdown.
Yeah, no, it would have been another 27 yards. It'll be first and 25 from the 42 now. Coming across is Harrison Pierce. And a little cross-buck action here. Coming on the counter is going to be Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer will bring it across the 40-yard line to about the 37. So that'll be a gain of five.
And like you said, Randy, you know, going in motion was Harrison Pierce. They kind of faked that jet sweep to him, and then they give, you know, the ball right up the middle. And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, bang-bang play right up the middle. And he picks up about five of those 15 yards that they got on the chop block.
Well, for the second time in 2 weeks, Kearney Catholic called for two penalties that have pulled back two touchdowns. Both games, they've had four touchdowns the last 2 weeks called back on penalties. Quick little pass out here for Creighton Hammack. He drops it, and it's going to fall incomplete. One of those looking to run with the ball before he had it.
It'll be pulled down, third end. Yeah, Randy. In one of those that Creighton Hammack is just looking at his hands going, gosh, dang it. You know, because, you know, you get out in that open, you can make a guy miss, and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to the house with it, but you got to catch the football first.
Well, again, you'll see that tomorrow. You'll see that Sunday. You know, it's a common ailment for every stage of football. It's going to be third and 20 from the 37 here. Masker is going to be in the shotgun. Has time to throw. Still has time to throw. He's going to throw the ball deep, tight. Spiral has got a man. It's going to be caught down that sideline. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds. I think Hammack came down with it, but I think he did not get a foot down.
He ran that little out and up, Randy. They kind of faked that little about 5 yard out to him, and you know, and then he went upfield. And, you know, John did a good job of kind of laying it out there to where it, if Creighton doesn't come up with it, it's going to be out of bounds and towards that sideline. And, you know, he didn't quite come up with it. Number five for Minden was right there to make a nice hit on him also. Choquette did a good job of getting, you know, kind of breaking that pass up.
Yeah, again, the coverage wasn't terrible, but that was a well-thrown ball. It's about the only place it could be caught, and they just kind of ran out of room. So fourth and 20 from the 37, punting situation here, standing right at midfield is going to be Harrison Pierce. And Pierce plays foot into it, a high kick is going to hit the turf, and it's going to coffin corner. And there's a couple of Stars there who made sure it did not stay inside of that cone. It went out of bounds at where? About the one-yard line.
Yep.
Wow, that is about picture perfect.
Yep, and just to kind of angling it right there was Pierce. He kind of angled that ball right to the left side, got a nice little bounce, and it bounced. You know, like you said, Randy, there's a couple guys that were just right there to get the ball, and but it goes out of bounds at about the 1 yard line.
Well, again, had it stayed in bounds, they would have been able to down it because they were ahead of the football. So an opportunity here for, you know, glory for Minden, or perhaps a safety for Kearney Catholic. So we'll see whether or not they just maybe do a quarterback sneak here with Miller. He is under center. It is at the 1 yard line. And, well, he's going to be pushed back into the end zone. But I think forward progress. And I think that was Miller. He did not hand that off, did he? No,
yeah,
they're going to say they actually got it to Stadler. Yeah, just a quick little hitter for Stadler.
Yep, right off the bat, you know, going to the right side, Minden's right side, but the. You know, Kearney Catholic did a great job up front, and they had a couple guys blitzing from their middle linebacker position too, Randy.
And he lost a half yard.
Yeah.
And they only got another half of those to go before Kearney Catholic will have a safety. Clock moving here, 1:50 to go inside their own 1 yard line. are the Whippets. Miller under center. Miller going to keep it. Yep. Miller slips through just a small little notch to gain about maybe 2 yards. And it's going to set up now third and a bunch.
Yeah, just quick, you know, once he got the snap and he just went to the right side, just about took one step to the right and then just bolted up there, like you said, just to try to probably get what he can out of it, and then he picks up about 2 yards on the play.
I would not be surprised to see the same thing called here. I'm a little surprised Kearney Catholic hasn't called the timeout to save some time, and now there is a timeout.
Yep,
and it's going to be by Kearney Catholic. But they let a little time get away from them there, but they call the timeout to stop it here with a minute 14 to go, third and 8 from the 4-yard line. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Remember, FDIC. And again, I don't think you're going to see a double wing back reverse here. And I think you're going to see kind of the opposite. Now you can hand it off to Stadler or whoever the flavor of the week is at that I-back formation, and then see if you can get something to the outside. But I don't think they're going to throw it. I don't think they're going to do anything. But one thing, they don't want to stop. They don't want to stop the clock, and allow Kearney Catholic to have a free timeout.
And you know, you take it up the middle, you might gain maybe 2-3 yards. You know, he might bust one, but you know, he'd probably be gaining 2-3 yards and give him a little bit of separation for the punt. You know, like you said, Randy, we're probably not going to see, but you never know. They're, like you said, one time, you know, when they went for it on fourth there, you know, they're 0-7. We'll see what they come up with, you know, on this play, but I would pretty much say it'll probably be some kind of a dive play.
Well, this week, Kearney Catholic is rooting for a team wearing purple. It's not Minden. It would be Holdridge, but right now it is Grand Island Central Catholic with a 28-0 lead over Holdridge. So it appears the Crusaders are going to win the district tonight. Quick little pitch to the outside, making one man miss, is going to be Clayton Weaver. And Grant Bushcutter makes the tackle near the 10-yard line. Boy, that's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah.
I think it's just
he's shorter.
Yeah. But, you know, he did a good job. You know, when they got the ball to this left side, he did a quick toss to the left side. And he made the first guy miss and, you know, almost picked up the first down. Going to be about a yard short.
And again, a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Stars call the timeout. This timeout by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 51 seconds to go before halftime. 17-0 Stars. Punting situation here for the Whippets. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, Bach and Mestel are standing at about the 45-yard line and looking like they're going to go for it, and I can't believe that they would, is Matt Ekstrom. And Ekstrom is there, and now they're going to shift back, and Kearney Catholic will run back. And we'll see how winded number 3 and number 20 are now as Ekstrom will get it. Pressure coming, and it might be partially deflected. And it hits one of the Whippets at about the 30-yard line, and it's going to be down there. I think Kearney Catholic might have got a hand on it right up the middle for the Stars. Was that 78 or 79?
78, yeah.
All right, so it was Cabanting who got in there.
Yep, him and Creighton Hammock were right in there, but Dennis Cabanting, if he didn't, you know, get a hand out, he made him, you know, kind of change the direction and everything on the kick on that, Randy.
So the Stars have used a couple of timeouts. They got one left, and now a timeout by Minden. And again, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll keep it right here. And again, Kearney Catholic, with one timeout left, for a play or two, you can do pretty much whatever you want to do in terms of throwing it in the middle of the field, maybe running the football, because you've had some success. They've had some runs of 14, 15, 27, 65, 14, 15. They had a 27-yarder that came back on a penalty. You know, so they've cracked some. They don't have to just simply go to the air here.
No, they don't. You know, they've had, like you said, they've had success, you know, on the ground. So it's, you know, they have a lot of things that they can do. Like you said, Randy, you know, they're 43 seconds. They got one timeout left, so they can do a lot of things, you know, in the middle of the field, down the sideline, whatever they need to, because, you know, the running game's been there, and John's done a pretty good job of passing the football here.
17-0 Stars as they have the ball first and 10 from their 30-yard line, from the Minden 30-yard line, rather. Masker will take the snap, has plenty of time to throw. He is looking to throw, and it's going to be complete to Grant Bushcutter down the sideline. Bushcutter gets about to the 15-yard line, a little bit short of there, and he'll step out of bounds to save some time. So that'll be a nice 14-yard gain for number 13.
Yep, sent two guys deep, Randy, and Grant just kind of floated around out here to the right side. They hit him on this side. He had a lot of running room. Ends up picking 14 yards up on the play, and the clock took about 8 seconds on that one.
And again, stepping out of bounds to save that time. So it'll be first and 10 here from the 16. And again, Masker's looking to the right side. It's going to roll it out here to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer makes one miss, tries to get to the outside, and does. He's inside the 5-yard line and be knocked out of bounds at about the 3. When he cut back to the inside, I thought it was a mistake, but he got back out to the outside and was able to get out of bounds and stop the clock with 27 seconds left.
Yeah, as you know, they just did a little swing pass out here to him. To the right side, and he made the first guy miss, but then, you know, like you said, Randy, kind of started darting back towards the middle, and then he came back out to the outside, and he had Tyler Mestel out there to kind of make a little bit of a block for him, and he gets it all the way down to about 3-yard line.
And you know what? They've been okay even if he would have stayed in bounds there, because there's still a timeout, and now Minden's going to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. We'll keep it right here with 27 seconds to go, because Kearney Catholic might be calling a timeout here very shortly as well. And again, for the Stars, time is not a problem.
No.
You know,
no.
Because it doesn't take them a whole lot of time to run plays anyway. You generally can run at least a play every 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like
and
you said,
with one timeout left, they can do what they want.
You bet. You know, one timeout left down to the 3-yard line, 27 seconds. And you can run just about any play that you want to run here. And like you said, you know, they practice this a lot, you know, getting up there and running plays as fast as they can.
And again, we'll check some more scores for you and a whole lot more at halftime. We'll even talk a little cross-country with Kearney Catholic cross-country coach Don Lease, if we can find him. I think we can find him.
Why a 10-year-old kid has $100, I'll never know.
It was a good day for us yesterday.
Yeah. We got $13 amongst
any day in Ogallala. It's a good day, isn't it? Any day you leave, never mind.
Yeah.
shotgun formation here for Masker. And they're going to fake the handoff, throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught for the touchdown on the quick slant. Tyler Mestel, easy pitch and catch, and the Stars now lead it 23-0.
Yep, just, you know, fake that handoff. You know, and they came up hard, and they had two receivers on the left side, Randy. One ran a little bit of an out, and one ran a real crossing right in the middle, and he hit him right in stride, did John Masker.
So now Murphy will try to make it 24-0 with 24 seconds to go here before halftime.
Chase Murphy in for the point after.
And I don't think Murphy said it missed a kick in a long, long time. The snap is down. The kick is up. It is right down the middle. And it's 24-0. Stars in command. 24 seconds to go before halftime. They'll be kicking off to the Whippets when we come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Murphy's kick taken inside the 5-yard line here by Clayton Weaver. Weaver Just kind of finds a little seam right up the middle. Has a nice little return, even though Kearney Catholic kind of had that contained. Yep. But he brings it across the 25-yard line. Got what he could out of it. Nice return there by Weaver.
Yep. You know, like I said, Randy, you know, he got it pretty deep. But it was kind of one of those lower line drive kicks, not as high up. And, you know, coming right up the middle did Weaver and gets it all the way out to about the 27-yard line.
And they guessed correctly in the sense that they had the return set up the middle, and that's where the kickoff went. And there is a star down on the play. He tried to get up. He was face down. So, again, whenever somebody doesn't move very much on the turf, there's that attention. But he's rolling over, so I don't think we're looking at a spinal injury by any stretch.
No, I think it's Jace Murphy, Randy. That's who I was thinking. You know, when he rolled over, looked like number 44, but not for sure on that.
Yeah, nor am I, but I will say I'm having trouble finding a 44 on the sideline. And I think he just got the wind knocked out of him, and it is Chase Murphy. I think it's just, again, getting the wind knocked out of you as he's coming off, not limping or anything. They're not really holding anything. It's just he got the wind knocked out of him. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. You know, sometimes, you know, ooh, got to be sensitive with the kicker. You know, don't touch the kicker. Well, the guy's a middle linebacker for crying out loud.
And he's coming down there pretty hard, too, on these kickoffs.
He does. Let somebody else be the safety. I want to go hit somebody.
Yep.
Been lucky the last couple of years to kind of get to know him. Grant and him have been to a couple kicking camps and stuff together. And it's been a great relationship between Grant and Chase over the years. And Chase is pretty easy to root for, and he'll be back out there in just a little bit. Shotgun formation here for Jonathan Miller with 16 seconds left. And he's looking to throw, and he's going to throw it deep. It is up in the air. It's a jump ball, and it's going to be knocked away by John Bach. And they're trying to get it out there to Colin Choquette, yep. But Bach was having none of it.
Yeah, they sent two guys deep on that one. Like you said, Randy, John did a great job of covering Choquette on that. Ball kind of hung up there a little bit, and it's one of those that John just kind of tried to bat it down. And Dan Owen was coming back from that, and it was kind of landed right towards his feet there.
So, again, I think you're going to see really a couple of safeties back fairly deep here. And they're just going to hand the ball right up the middle, and no room to run there for Stadler. Stadler's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be the final play of the first half. 24-0, Kearney Catholic, as they head to the locker room as they scored on their first two drives, a couple of touchdowns, built that 14-0 lead. They also scored late here in the second quarter, and they head to the locker room leading it 24-0. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clinic. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The Stars have a 24-0 lead here at Miles Field as their defenses looked good enough to throw the shutout, because really Minden has never really threatened to score here in the game. Both teams have turned the ball over one time. Been a relatively clean game. A couple of quick touchdowns for Kearney Catholic on their first couple of drives, and they just really have not given Minden much hope so far in this game.
No, they haven't, Randy. You know, like you said, right off the bat, you know, Kearney Catholic got the football and just kept on giving that ball to Brady, you know, 7, 8, 9 yards deep. Brady was doing a lot of reading zone kind of reads and stuff and seeing where he wanted to go, hitting the holes extremely hard right and left. It really didn't matter where, you know, they ran a jet sweep one time to just kind of keep everything off guard, because if they're going to crash in on Brady, they're going to hit that jet sweep. And Tyler Mestel got around the corner and picked up about 7, 8 yards on that play. But he kind of ran out a little bit of a room, and he could have probably, you know, if we just had a toe touch on a few things, he could have picked up another, you know, 7, 8 more yards. So kind of keeping everybody a little bit off guard on some things, you know, but their main play is, you know, getting that ball deep, 7 to 10 yards deep, you know, for Brady. And then Brady picking his holes, as the line up front has done a great, great job of, you know, making some holes out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it's easy for Brady to kind of pick and choose where he wants to go.
Yeah, but you still have to have some skill, and Brady Holmeyer certainly has that, and he also has some speed. He had in successive carries, he had a 27-yard touchdown and then a 65-yard touchdown. And so total it all up, the young man in his first career start at running back has carried the ball 15 times for 203 yards in the first half.
Yep.
You know,
and
so
he had a couple called back,
and he had a 27-yard touchdown that was called back as well, and had another 15-18-yard gain that was called back. So, again, taking a real quick look at the stats here, and we'll be in with Kearney Catholic, and, again, the leading stat maker is Brady Holtmeyer. As I mentioned, 15 carries for 203 yards. John Matzker has one carry for 10 yards. Tyler Mestel has one carry for 6 yards. So I can do this math in my head. It's 219 yards on what would be 17 carries. 15 of the 17 carries were by Brady Holtmeyer. Cooper Holbrook had a carry, but a holding penalty took that away from him. So if you remember that play, that's why we didn't mention Cooper Holbrook's name. Passing the ball for Kearney Catholic, haven't done a lot. They're 5 of 10 throwing the ball for 86 yards and a touchdown that was caught by Tyler Mestel. Leading receiver is Brady Holtmeyer, who has a 45-yard reception and then a 13-yard reception. So let's add another 58 yards onto his 203 yards of rushing. So 261 yards of total offense for Brady Holtmeyer. And the opening kickoff taken back for a touchdown, called back on a penalty for John Bach. Otherwise, you know, this game might even be awfully close to having a running clock here in the first half. As it stands, it is 24-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead. For Minden, their statistics, Jonathan Miller has carried the ball 2 times for a negative 2 yards. And then Chase Smith has 1 carry for 5 yards. Bryson Holston has carried the ball 5 times for 16 yards. Cody Stadler has 6 carries, but has a negative 10 yards. So total it all up, it's 21 carries for 34 yards here in the first half for Minden. So they have 34 yards on the ground, and Jonathan Miller has completed 3 passes. One of them went for negative yardage, so he has 3 pass completions, 3 of 8 in the air, for a grand total of 10 yards here in the first half. So 10 yards in the air, 34 on the ground, 44 yards of total offense, and Minden right now being shut out by Kearney Catholic by a score of 24-0. Let's give you the scoring summary as well. Brady Holtmeyer, we mentioned, on 2 successive carries, got into the end zone. On their very first drive, Holtmeyer went in from 27 yards out. Chase Murphy drilled the extra point for a 7-0 lead, and then Holtmeyer, next time he touched the ball, he had a 1-play drive, 65 yards right up the middle, and it was 14-0. Kearney Catholic had to punt a couple of times in that second quarter, but Chase Murphy got them back in the scoring column with a 30-yard field goal. That made it 17-0. Then Masker, late in the second quarter, hit Tyler Mestel on a 3-yard slant, and it was 24-0 here at halftime as Kearney Catholic has the lead. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little cross-country with cross-country coach John Reese. I know that guy. We'll be back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back here. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. As we know, week 8 of the high school football season. We've got one more regular season week left. And by this time next week, the cross-country season will be all wrapped up. Districts this week, and the Kearney Catholic boys do qualify as a team. Had a great day yesterday, and to talk about that a little bit more, my friend Don Lease, who also is other hat, among others, is head cross-country coach here at Kearney Catholic. And you were telling me you were very, very happy with how both the boys and the girls did.
Yeah. Yep. I'll give a little shout out to Jonathan Nickley. He does a lot for me.
He's the brains of the outfit.
Yeah, he's dang right. He is. He does a lot of the stuff for me. And I kind of do the organizational things. He comes in with what are we working on? What are we doing today? But he does a great job with our program. And, the kids did a great job yesterday coming in. Boy wise, we knew we were going to probably be battling out for that third spot, Randy, and there was about four schools, us, Shadron, Cozad, and Ogallala, that were going to be battling that out, and our kids stepped up, and they did a great job of running. The goal is always to run, when you go to a course, to kind of run better at that, and get a better time, and a majority of our guys did, get a better time, and some of them were 20 to 30 seconds better than what they did last year. And so our boys, Zach got 7th, and Zach Jackson and Hunter Ozentowski got 11th, and the top 15 go. And we were 3rd in the top 3 teams in your district go, so we qualified for state. And on the girls' side, we ran real well. The girls, every single one of them that ran there last year ran a better time this year than they did last year. And, that's kind of the goal when you go to some places and you run on the same course is to run a better time. And our girls did a good job this year of beating their times almost every single time they ran at that course.
Well, and you love to say that. And cross country is one of those sports where, sure, you got to have your studs that are going to finish, in the top 10.
Yep.
But you also need, for that overall team score, you need your final score to beat other teams' final scores so that you can kind of move up and finish 3rd. So, that next level of runner, they had to step up for you.
You're definitely right. Joe Feldner and Liam Murphy Liam was our 3rd runner and Joe was our 4th runner yesterday. And then if it came down to a tie, we had Grant Williams and Jack Keating that were Nick and Nick right there for that tiebreaker. Because if you end up with a tie score, you go to the 5th runner, and those guys did a great job too. Liam placed 25th, and Joe placed 27th for us, and they were right there. As far as time wise, this was their best time that they had all year was at districts, and that was a great time to do those types of things.
And you don't have to go very far for the state
nope.
meet, which is at the Kearney Country Club, as it's been for a long period of time. What time you guys run?
Boys run at 3, Class C boys run at 3 o'clock at the UNK Country Club.
There, at the Kearney Country Club.
You can't, sorry, yeah.
Don't give it to them. All right. Hey, Don, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, let's check some scores for you from around the state. In Class A, Kearney High is leading at Millard West right now. They're at halftime. The Bearcats lead that one 7-0. Elsewhere, Norfolk having no problem with North Platte, 27-0. That game is at halftime. It's being played over in Norfolk. Grand Island with a 48-0 lead over Lincoln Northeast. They are at halftime, and I'm sure Lincoln Northeast wins some sort of recount or something, but never mind. Insert Grand Island joke here. In Class B, it's Beatrice leading in Norris 21-0 at halftime. Adams Central trails Lexington 6-0 at halftime. That game's on our sister station on KICS Radio in Hastings and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Northwest 14 points, but not enough to lead in Aurora. The Huskies have a 21-14 lead. They are at halftime. Also at halftime, it's Crete, number 9 in the state, with a 20-3 lead at Lincoln Pius the 10th. McCook leads Hastings 33-7. That game is at halftime. Bison in control there. Blair with a 41-7 lead over Bennington. It's Plattsmouth leading in Nebraska City. The Pioneers trail it 21-13. York with they trail here as Seward just scored a little bit ago. They're late in the second quarter. Seward with a 12-7 lead over York. That game at last report in the second quarter. And out west, number 6, Scotts Bluff with a 14-0 lead over Garing, just on the other side of the river, as the Bearcats lead that one 14-0 at halftime. In Class C1, Gothenburg with a 28-3 lead in O'Neill, and that game now is in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 28-0 lead over Holdridge at halftime. If the Crusaders win that game tonight, they will wrap up the district championship, so it appears that they will clinch a spot in the playoffs. Fifth-seeded Wilbur Claytonia, the number 5 rated Wilbur Claytonia, with a 12-0 lead over Lincoln Christian there at halftime. Ward and Broken Bow are tied at 14 at intermission. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic at the break here with a 24-0 lead over Minden. Elsewhere, it's Wahoo leading Wahoo Newman 18-10. That game is at halftime. Norfolk Catholic over Pierce 35-14. Second-ranked Norfolk Catholic with a 21-point lead over 10th-ranked Pierce at halftime, 35-14. Elsewhere, Central City leads in St. Paul 20-6 at halftime. Elsewhere, now in Class C2, probably the game of the night in Class C2 on KHAS Radio. It is 6th-ranked Sutton at home, leading St. Cecilia, number 2 in the state, 22-16. They just started the third quarter there. Elsewhere, Gibbon with a 27-7 lead over Ravenna at halftime. That'll be for the District 6 championship in that one. North Platte St. Pat's with a 31-0 lead over Cambridge. They are at halftime. Elsewhere, Donovan Trumbull 43-7 over Superior, also at halftime. And other scores of note from around the area. Blue Hill is trailing Arapahoe. That game is out in Blue Hill, and Arapahoe with a 12-7 lead at halftime. That's District 9, could wrap up tonight. Elgin Pope John with a 22-14 lead over Neely Oakdale in Class D1. That's kind of a regional battle there. Heartland over Harvard 60-8 at intermission. Elm Creek with a 20-6 lead over Axtell in the second quarter at last report. Some finals, Amherst had no problem in Ansley Litchfield. Game got a little chippy for a while, but Amherst with a 28-0 lead over Ansley Litchfield. In Class D2, some scores of interest. Top-ranked Exeter Milligan with a 56-0 lead over Meridian. That's at halftime, so that clock will be moving pretty quick in the second half. Seventh-ranked Giltner with an 18-0 lead over Johnson Brock in the first quarter. Pleasanton trails in Overton 26-14. That game is at intermission in a Class D2. ESPN Radio will deliver the scores. Valentino of Kearney delivers right to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of the great pizzas you can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up after the Classic Hits 98.9 FM Game of the Week coming up later tonight. We'll take a quick break here. Stars lead at 24-0 over Minden. We'll have the second half. We come back after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Well, Kearney Catholic really controlled that first half. They have a 24-0 lead as we're still about a minute or so away from the second half kickoff. And Don Lee, do you see them really doing anything different? I mean, at some point, they'll probably take the foot off the gas, but you have to remember they yep. have to get used to not playing with Nathan Howe, so they've really yep. got to work on a few things. So they might have to, you know, play their regular game a little bit longer than they normally would.
Yeah, and that's right, Randy. You know, they might change some stuff up front. They might put in a couple of other people, linemen, but, you know, you got to get Brady some touches and stuff. You know, Brady's done a great job running the football, but I think, you know, you got to give Brady a few more opportunities just so, you know, he gets comfortable back there running the football and doing some things back there, you know. Like you said, Nathan Howell's always done a great job of running the football for Kearney Catholic, and now you just got a new person back there in Brady. Brady's done a great job so far.
Yeah, 203 yards, I'd say so. And then he had, what did we say, another 58 yards in the air. So 261 yards of total offense in the first half. Yeah, I'd say he's doing okay. But, yeah, again, you do kind of have to get used to that, and he'll have to know what it feels like to, you know, carry the ball 20, 25 yep. times in a game. He's currently carried the ball 15 times. They've only had two running plays that have counted, in which he did not carry the football.
Yeah, yeah. And those guys up front have done a great job. And like you said, you know, he's got some skills back there. He does a good job of reading where he needs to go and does a great job of hitting the holes and making some cuts and stuff. And like you said, he's just got to get, you know, maybe the ball a few more times here and, you know, see what he can do with it. You know, because like you said, there'll be games down the road he might have to carry the ball 25 times.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Chase Murphy will kick it off here for Kearney Catholic. A high short kick. It's going to bounce free. It's loose out there. It's on the ground. And Kearney Catholic, I believe, dives on the football. They come up with it. I don't know if any of the Minden players really went after that ball. It was free, and we'll see who comes up with it. I think that's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. No, Minden somehow came up with it on that far sideline.
Just one of those little high, you know, little shorter kicks, Randy, that Chase does every once in a while on that. And it bounced around about the 30, kind of took another couple of bounces about the 25, and it was a live football. And about four or five Kearney Catholic guys dove in there and a couple of Minden guys, and the Minden guy came up with it.
Well, I don't know how they did.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because Grant Bushcutter was down there, and I thought he was right on it. In any event, he'll play a little safety here, as in the shotgun formation is going to be Jonathan Miller. Miller's going to hand it off, and coming on that left side is going to be Chase Smith. Oh, and nice Smith job. Is going to be set down by Creighton Hammock. Hammock came off of his block and is able to throw him back for about a six-yard loss.
Yeah, coming on that jet sweep around here, and like you said, Randy, Creighton Hammock did a really good job of, you know, shedding his blocker and fighting off that block, and ends up, you know, sacking the guy back there for about a six-yard loss.
So it's going to set up, we'll call it second and 16 here. First play from scrimmage for Minden sends them the wrong direction. They're going the wrong way, as now Miller will be in that pistol again. Two wideouts to the short side of the field, which is the right. He's looking that way. Now he looks to the left. Throws it. It's going to be caught over there. And Bach is going to make the tackle after Chase Smith has enough for the first down. That's going to be about a 22-yard gain.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, you kind of looked off here to the right side. He had a couple receivers out here on the right side. looked off over there and then turned around quickly and went to the left side and hits the guy right in stride, you know, about the 25, 26-yard line. He ends up getting it to about the 32-yard line for a first down.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 32. Nice job by the quarterback because it moves your safeties if you can look off a little bit. Miller will be in that pistol, and he'll hand it off just right up the middle and not much room to run there at all. I think that was 21. I couldn't really see the numbers, and then came a whole bunch of green jerseys that kind of enveloped things there. I think it was Hauserman on the carry.
Yeah, I think it was Hauserman right up the middle, Randy, and like you said, once he got it up to about the line of scrimmage, there was a lot of Kearney Catholic guys making the tackle.
And I think that might be the sixth guy that has been in the I formation here for Minden. I mean, they really moved that around. If not the I, at least just to the left of the quarterback out of the pistol. And this time it's Holston that's just to the left of Miller. Miller looking to throw, throws it in underneath, and it's going to be incomplete. Yeah, I thought that it slipped through the hands.
Yep.
Of Matt Ekstrom, and it did. Ekstrom was on top of the ball and trying to sell it, but the official was right on top of it. We had a good angle as well.
Yeah, we did.
And it is incomplete.
Yep, and you know, just rolling out here to the, you know, a little bit to the right side, Randy, and Ekstrom just ran a little bit of about a 7-yard hook route, and he did a good job, you know, hitting him right there, but just didn't quite come up with the football.
And again, you throw it low there, so you don't have to worry about the interception or anything like that. So it's going to be 3rd and 10, 2 wideouts to the right. Miller in the pistol here, going to drop back to throw. Pressure coming on the backside. It gets unloaded. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. It went off Ekstrom's hands as Grant Bushcutter was able to hit him before Ekstrom could finish the catch. And I'll tell you what, that backside pressure came, and Jonathan Miller is going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, you got Dennis Cabanning in. You had Brady Holtmeyer coming in there extremely fast, Randy, on that backside. Yeah, and he had to get rid of it just a little bit soon because they run a little bit of a crossing route in the middle, and he didn't have enough time to set up and throw it.
Bach, one of the two guys back deep, and the other one is going to be Arredondo. Noah.
Yeah.
The other one may not be a good choice for that. Bach's going to pick it up at about the 35-yard line. Makes one man miss. Another guy slips down, trying to get a wall. A little juke gets it across the 45, down the sideline, and eventually he's going to get pushed out of bounds. He started that return at about the 35-yard line, so he gained 15, 25, 30. We'll call that a return of about 33 yards.
Yep, we saw that, you know, against Ord, you know, a few weeks ago, and you know, Ord did a great job, or he did a great job against Ord, and they put him back there, especially when Bryce James got hurt, and he does a great job of, you know, getting that ball, and he comes up field extremely hard, Randy, and did a great job that time.
So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 33-yard line here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 24-0, and their first possession of the second half is in pretty good field position. Creighton Hammock comes across, will tap Masker as he comes through there. They'll pitch it out to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has a lead blocker. Will cut back to the inside. Runs through one would-be tackler, Holtmeyer, and he's going to end up gaining about 5 yards on the play from his linebacker position. Dylan Jensen was able to kind of handle things, but it's still going to be a gain of about 6.
Yeah, you know, Jensen was out there, Randy, and like you said, Holtmeyer did a good job of just kind of planting that foot and cutting it back to the left. And picking up what he could, and then Jensen did a good job of kind of holding on to him and you know, bringing him down eventually after about a 5-6 yard game.
209 yards on the game here for the sophomore Brady Holtmeyer. 2nd and about 4. They take the handoff, flag down, and it's going to be caught by Hammock, but they will have an illegal procedure come penalty on Kearney Catholic, so that'll make it now 2nd and 9 from about the 32-yard line.
Yep. They were just going to fake that handoff, and kind of they did that one other time, Randy, where they hit a quick slant, and well, it was on that touchdown, but that's kind of the same play here. Tyler Messel was just going to be a floater out here on this side, and then Creighton Hammock was going to run an in route, and they were going to try to hit Creighton Hammock down through the middle.
So it'll be 2nd and 9 for Kearney Catholic, and everybody checking their wristbands. Messel will go wide out to the right. Out of the pistol now, just to the right of the quarterback, is going to be Holtmeyer. Hammock comes across. A little cross-buck action. Give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer right up the middle is going to get the 5 yards back. And that's going to be really just about it there. So it'll be a gain of 5 on the play, and it'll set up 3rd and about 4.
Yeah, sending Creighton Hammock in motion there, Randy. You know, jet sweep motion out of it and giving that ball right up the middle to, you know, Brady Holtmeyer. Brady picking the left side this time and coming to the left side and picks up about 5 yards on the play.
8:28 left to go here, third quarter. Stars lead at 24-0. Hand off to Holtmeyer right up the middle. Tries to cut back to the inside. Lost a little. And there's a very late flag that comes down. He got down to about the 25-yard line. And that'll be a gain of only about one. It'll be fourth and two, depending on what this flag is here. And obviously, something's going to happen. It's going to be a face mask against Minden. That'll be a 15-yard penalty. So, actually, that doesn't even officially count as a yard here for Brady Holtmeyer. So, he's... his average per rush is going to be improved on that a little bit, but a 15-yard penalty, and the Stars will move the chains because of the penalty. The chain gang moving the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair, will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are. They'll get you home at Kearney Towing and Repair. With that 15-yard penalty, actually will be half the distance to the goal, as they'll be now first and 10 from about the 13.5-yard line.
Yep, and you know, just Brady did a great job, you know, reading the play, because there's a guy, Robert Sloan, was right back there in that backfield on that last one, Randy, and it didn't look like much, but yeah, he must have got a little bit of the face mask on that.
Man in motion, that's going to be Hammack. Fake the handoff to him. Holtmeyer right up the middle, huge hole, cuts back to the inside. That'll be a 13-yard touchdown for number 14, and the Stars now lead it by 30.
Yep. Just, you know, faking that jet sweep, coming around to the left side, and gives that handoff to Holtmeyer. And then Holtmeyer is able to go just a little bit to the right side of the center, and then he cuts it back to, you know, through the middle on that side, and then he picks up the hole and picks up the touchdown on that run, about a 13-yard run for Brady Holtmeyer.
You know, when we see Nathan Howell run that, we say he hits the hole hard. With Holtmeyer, I think we say he hits the hole fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's got maybe a little bit more speed than what Nathan Howell has. Murphy's kick, no pressure coming at all. The whole procedure was a thing of beauty. The kick right up the middle, and it is 31-0. Stars with the lead with 8:04 to go in the third quarter. They'll be kicking it off. We come back after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Chase Murphy kicking it off here. It is a high short kick, and we'll see if the Whippets pick it up. They do, right up the middle, and they've got a little bit of a seam. And I'll tell you what, paying the price with the football is going to be one of the upbacks, and that is going to be a guy that knows how to handle the football, Cody Stadler. And Stadler stood up by Chase Murphy, and, you know, not your regular kicker when you get hit by Chase Murphy.
Yep, middle linebacker for Kearney Catholic also. Yeah, like you said, Randy, nice high kick. He picked it up and, you know, up back get it. And Stadler did a great job of just taking it right up the middle, but got in a little bit of traffic, and then Chase Murphy was right
there.
Didn't
really have any blockers, but he found a nice seam, and he has it across to about the 44-yard line. Miller's pass goes through the hands of the intended receiver a little high, and Clayton Weaver couldn't make the catch.
Yep, just a couple quick outs on this side, and you know, he tried to connect with the up back a little bit, you know, and on about a 5-yard out, and kind of ball went right through his hands. Probably, you know, as he's looking at his hands going, ah, I should have had that one.
Stars lead at 31-0 against the Minden Whippets, who have not won a game this season. They'll only have one more opportunity, and it'll be against Central City, who really I think is a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
And so that they've had a tough schedule, has Minden. Coming across the formation here is going to be Clayton Weaver. Miller will hand it to Stadler, and Stadler, wow, there's just nothing there. The Kearney Catholic defensive line really owning things, and I think a Kearney Catholic player, a little fortunate they didn't get thrown for a flag there. There was a little extra contact in underneath, and now there is a flag. And I didn't see it thrown, but I did see something that happened after the play that would have made sense for there to be a flag.
And right off the bat, you know, he got that handoff, Randy. There was about five Kearney Catholic guys right there.
And it's going to be 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct against Kearney Catholic.
Yep.
And I saw it, and I agree with it.
And then they called it unsportsmanlike on Minden also.
Oh, did they? Now, yep. Again, that might be, you see that you catch the second guy.
Yep.
You might catch the second guy, and maybe that's what I did is I caught the second guy. So at least the flag against Kearney Catholic I can't argue with. I don't know what the Minden kid did, but usually something precipitates that, but you don't always see it.
Yep.
And I didn't see them throw the flag.
I didn't either.
The referee came in, and a lot of times when that happens, they throw the flag about a quarter of a mile in the air.
Yep.
That one, he dropped.
Yep.
He did completely the opposite. So 7:41 to go here in the third quarter, and both of those penalties were after the fact. So the down does count here, and it'll be second and 10. So in the backfield is going to be Jacob Hauserman, and Miller will be in the pistol. Hauserman will try to pick up the block, but it's knocked down on the inside, and we've got a flag down and whistles. And actually, I don't see a flag, but we had whistles, so this has got to be a legal procedure on Minden.
Yeah, because right off the bat, they blew that dead right away, Randy. And maybe they just weren't ready or something when they
didn't get the ball in play. Now, the down marker on the far side turned, and I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah.
I don't see a flag. They blew it dead. I mean, whistles were thrown before the pass was thrown, so it can't be second down. All the zebras are getting together here to have a little discussion. Kearney scored again, so they lead at Millard West 14-0. They're in the third quarter, and it's a final: Columbus over Fremont, 23-20. That is a final. Don't forget, we'll deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney will deliver right to your door. Valentino's, the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's delivers in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Still says third down on that far side, but it can't be.
I don't,
And so, they're putting up three fingers, but they blew the whistle before he threw the pass.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, the pass was knocked down. I don't know if it mattered, but holy cow. Miller facing some pressure is going to throw the ball deep, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass. Pretty good coverage out there by John Bach as they were trying to connect with Josiah Lovin, and it does fall incomplete, and it's fourth down.
Down.
And I don't get that. They blew the whistle before the ball was thrown on what turns out to be third down. So it's kind of a weird thing. Clock stops here with 7:35 to go. Here in the third quarter, it is 31-0, Stars with the lead, and Bach is back deep here, awaiting the punt from Ekstrom. And Noah Orodondo back there as well. High snap, not much pressure coming, as he's able to punt it. It's end over end, and it's bouncing, and it hit one of the Minden players, and Grant Bushcutter got an indication to get the heck out of the way. he ran out there like somebody lit his tail on fire trying to get away from that football.
Yeah, as I bet John Bach was running up there yelling because, you know, like you said, Randy's a little short punt and hit the Minden guy on the foot there, so it's dead right there.
And that was the guy Grant was riding the whole way down there on the block. So 7:26 to go here. Stars lead it 31-0. We're in the third. Ooh. Low snap. Masker with a little pressure coming. Throws it late down the middle, and it's going to be incomplete.
It was intended for
somewhat close to Bushcutter, but again, that was just get it out of there before something bad happens. You can throw early over the middle, but you can't throw late over the middle. That'd be intercepted. So incomplete pass here, and it'll be second to 10.
Yeah, and good job by John Matsker that time. Just, you know, low snap, kind of got back there, rolled back there to him, and he just kind of threw it out there towards Grant, and hopefully maybe Grant come up with it.
Bunch formation on the near side. They all spread out, and now Matsker facing some pressure. Is going to be stood up, and he's going to be sacked. The first one there was Trevor Trinney, and he didn't finish up the tackle, as I think it was finished up there by Justin Villers, I believe.
Yep, it was, Randy. And like you said, you know, they had trips to this left side or quads even to this left, and they were trying to get some little bunch and little outs. And Minden did a good job of covering that. And John, you know, decided, hey, I got to get out of here because there's a little bit of pressure coming up there. And he tried to look down on the other side, and there just wasn't anything there.
Well, they just did not have time to find his secondary receiver. He had a couple of guys open, but he did not have time to find them. Masker will now be in the shotgun on third and about 15. They hand it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, nice little stop in the hole, bounces to the outside, and he's going to end up gaining about 7 yards on the play, but it's going to be a punting situation here for Carney Catholic.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, you know, he gets handoff really deep there, you know, kind of a little bit of a draw play out of its situation, and, you know, picks up about 7-8 yards on the play, but not enough for the first down.
And again, I think I can't remember what button it is on the Xbox that makes him just shift to the left, but he did. He kind of had that nice little shift to the left. And it's going to be now 4th and 7. Harrison Pierce in punt formation. And only one back deep here for Minden. As I believe that's Hauserman. Long count here for Harrison Pierce. Snap is low, but he's able to handle it. And he kicks it. High kick, and it's going to be fair caught by Hauserman across the 40-yard line to about the 38. So that'll be 35-yard punt with no return.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, Randy, nice high punt too. You know, Minden was coming after that one a little bit. They had, you know, about 4 or 5 guys on the left side that they were really coming after that punt.
I'm just happy I got the math right there. 5:48 to go, third quarter, 31-0, Stars with the lead. Don't have the running clock here. As you know, Minden is one to build some momentum, and they for next season, for next week, they desperately want to pick up that win next week against Central City. Quick patch out to the left side for Stadler. Stadler gonna be ridden down by Harrison Pierce, and finally gonna be pulled out by both Bushcutter and Connolly. And Pierce was the first one there to really disrupt things.
Yep. And then Creighton Hammock, you know, got a little bit of a crack back on him, but he kind of got out there to make that guy go, you know, a little bit outside. And then, like you said, Randy, Harrison Pierce was right there. Cooper Holbrook, I think, is in there, number 10. Yep. Is in there. He's come flying over there. Grant came flying over there. There's a lot of people that came flowing to the ball.
And we haven't seen Andrew Harms play linebacker yet. No, we kind of thought we'd see that a little bit tonight. Miller is going to hand it off right up the middle. There's Clayton Weaver, and Weaver is going to be knocked down right at the 40-yard line, so that'll be a gain of about 2.5 yards, as there's a whole bunch of Stars right there in the Miller.
Yep, and you had, you know, in the linebacker position, you got Ryan Blake coming up in there now, and you got a few other people. Ty Connolly's in there. You got some people in there, Randy, that, you know, they're trying to get in there to see, you know, what they can do also out there at linebacker. And they did kind of work at, you know, Andrew Harms at linebacker a little bit this week also.
So it'll be now 2nd and a good 7, maybe even 7.5. And directing traffic there is going to be Miller. Miller gets the snap, fakes the pitch, steps, throws. It's going to be intercepted by Grant Bushcutter. Bushcutter with the catch and is going to be actually carried back. And that's going to be Carney Catholic ball, I believe. They haven't given an indication. It was caught. And they're going to say that's a Minden catch. Bushcutter had the interception. Yeah. The Minden player was able to come up there and grab it.
Bushcutter and then yanked away.
Yeah. Now, you don't get the dual reception if it's already been intercepted by the defensive player. I think that this is an interception and the wrong call here by the officials. Now, they know the rules better than I do. I will say that. But if the offensive player has the ball first, that's a different deal. But that was clearly intercepted. In any event, they are moving the chains. They'll be 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line. So and I'm not saying it because it's my son. Under center is Jonathan Miller, and Miller's going to pitch the ball back out here for Weaver, and there's a flag down as the first one there to trip him up is going to be Andrew Harms.
Ball carried by Weaver. There are some flags down.
And whatever happened, a lot of people saw because there's about three flags right there.
Yeah, coming to this right side here, Randy, right off the bat, it looked like Andrew Harms got a little bit of held on him, and that's where the first one came in. And then the back judge came in another chop block on that situation, too.
Yeah, first chop block called against Minden. Carney Catholic was called for one earlier, so that'll be a 15-yard penalty. And I assume it's from the line of scrimmage. It might even be a little bit in the backfield because they are backing him up.
Yeah.
They had it at the 17-yard line, and now it's all the way across the 33. So it actually was in the backfield by about a yard. So it'll be a 16-yard penalty. And it'll be first and we'll call it 26 here. Under center is going to be Miller. And Miller is going to pitch it out here to Stadler. Stadler cuts to the inside. And they're going to be stood up by a whole galaxy of stars. There's probably about eight stars in on at least a little bit of that tackle.
Yeah, just a quick toss to Stadler going to the left side there, Randy. He picks up about 4 or 5 yards, 6 yards on the play, but by the time he gets up there, bang, those guys were right there to make that tackle after he made that initial.
He didn't get 4 yards. He got a fourth of a yard. Now they're going to call him. Yeah, that's not much of a gain at all there for Stadler. He's had a rough night. He's actually got negative yardage on 8 carries. Dropping back is Miller. Miller rolling to his left. There's a little bit of room to run there. He's going to throw the ball deep into the end zone, and it's going to be deflected at the last moment. John Bach is able to tip it away out there, and then he's able to help up, I think that's Stadler on the pass pattern. And a nice break on the ball there by John Bach using his speed to knock that one incomplete.
Yep, and, he's kind of throwing that one, deep route. And like you said, Randy, John Bach getting back there to, kind of get there right there at that point and going up there and then tipping the ball away.
So it'll be third and 23 here with 3:44 to go. Third quarter, Stars lead at 31-0. Best penetration into Kearney Catholic territory here by the Whippets, and it was after an interception. We'll explain later. Miller will roll out to his right. A lot of pressure coming. He's rolling around, makes one man miss, throws it. It's going to be tipped away by one Kearney Catholic player away from another, and it was Bach who knocked it away. Mestel had it for the interception. Bushcutter was there in coverage. There were three guys wearing green jerseys who were closer to the football than anybody from Minden.
Yep, and then, as a defensive person like John Bach, he's just seeing the ball there. He doesn't know that Tyler Mestel and Grant are back there, and he did a good job of tipping it away. But like you said, those guys were right there in position. There was three or four Kearney Catholic defenders right back there for him.
Well, it appears the Whippets are going to try a 45-yard field goal here as Alexis Cyprian will try the long kick. The exchange student, 161-pound.
Timeout.
Junior, and Minden is going to call a timeout. They call timeout here with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. They trail it 31-0 here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll be back right after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Well, Cyprian will try to drill what appears to be a 45-yard field goal here to get Minden on the board. And the holder here is going to be Jonathan Miller. Wind not a factor here. The kick is muffed. They actually have trouble with the handle, and they throw a little pass to the left side, kind of the fire drill, and Kearney Catholic is all over it. They throw it to one of the up backs, and they gain about 1 yard, and that is going to be about it. So a little trouble with the snap. Cyprian came up there to kick it, and by the time the hold came, he was already past the holder at that point. It threw off the entire timing, and so there'll be a pass completion. I think it was Ekstrom that caught the ball, so they'll gain 1 yard, but it'll be a turnover on down since it was fourth and long.
Yeah, and Mitchell Woosty was coming in on that right side, Randy, really hard. It would have been kind of interesting just to see if he could have got to that one.
If he kicked it, Bobcat might have got the block. First and 10 from the 28. Masker, they're running the screen, going to throw it in underneath. It is set up nicely, and cutting back to the inside is going to be Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer is going to gain about 10 yards. And he needs a tighter fitting jersey because if he had a tight jersey on, that grip might not have been able to be made there by Tim, and that might have gone for a few more yards. As it is, it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, Quentin Tim did a good job of grabbing onto his jersey because they had that thing set up pretty good, Randy. And Quentin Tim did a great job of just grabbing that jersey and kind of holding him until somebody got there to help him make the tackle.
So 68 yards on the in the air as well. They hand it up right up the middle here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer across the 40-yard line to about the 43. So that'll be another gain of five for the sophomore.
Yeah, just taking that deep handoff back there, Randy, letting the guys up front doing their job. And he kind of picks and chooses where he wants to go and picks up about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
About 239 yards. On the ground, over 60-something in the air. He's got over 300 yards of total offense in his first career start. That would be a story told at the Holtmeyer house. Talking to his big brother a little bit. They fake the handoff, and they have a nice slant to Mestel. Mestel wide open, makes one man miss. He makes a miss at the 25, has the angle. He's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. A 53-yard pitch and catch in open area was Tyler Mestel and made a guy miss a couple of times, and he is in for the touchdown.
Yep, you know, they faked that little bit of a out route on that side, Randy, and then Mestel just ran an in route, and a guy bit hard on that little swing pass out to the outside and then hit Mestel, you know, on a slant a little bit, and Mestel caught it in stride, and I believe he made one guy miss and then took it to the house for the touchdown.
And a long ways away from the action, grabbing his helmet and getting in there because he's on the kicking unit, but getting a little breather was Dennis Cabanting, and the big guy is winded. I mean, he had to run about 80 yards from where he was to get out there, and now he'll block. Murphy kick. I think there might have been some pressure up the middle. He got it up anyway, and it is just no good. It was deflected just enough. A good hard kick by Murphy, but it wasn't able to sneak through there as it was partially deflected, so the extra point is no good. 2:20 to go here, third quarter, and the Stars will start a moving clock here as they lead it 37-0, and we'll have their kickoff. They come back right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
People you know. Community people, people you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Well, Chase Murphy is on the bench. He might be injured or winded or something. In any event, it'll be Grant Bushcutter kicking off here for Kearney Catholic. And so he'll put the foot into it, a high kick. It's going to be picked up at about the 10-yard line. Still hasn't been picked up, and they let it bounce. And coming up right up the middle and not really having much room to run at all is going to be Clayton Weaver. And Weaver will bring it across to about the 24-yard line. I'm not sure, but Murphy sitting on the bench, and we'll see whether or not they're working on him. And now he's up and moving around, so I'm not sure what the situation was there. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney, and we'll keep an eye on Murphy. That could be one of those situations they just went Grant to kick off every once in a while.
You bet.
As now we've got that running clock. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Stars lead at 37-0. Miller in the shotgun. And they'll hand it off to the fullback, Holston. Holston slips through a seam, and he's going to be tripped up after gains about 12 on the play. Trying to see who made the tackle over there. It's not a very big young man.
Eric Pacheco, I believe.
Think that was my guess, but I wanted to see a number here.
I saw him over here jumping up and down like he was going to get in the game.
Yeah, it was Pacheco.
So you got quite a few different ones. You got Noah Arredondo's out there. Nathan Williams is out there. Eric Pacheco's out there. So you got some different people out there on the
5'4", 115-pound Eric Pacheco.
Yep.
tripping up a kid that weighs 214 pounds. And then the handoff right up the middle for Stadler. And Stadler, I don't think, got to the line of scrimmage. Murphy back in there. No, check that. It wasn't Murphy in there from his middle linebacker position. It was Ty Connolly.
Yep.
And also getting in a little bit of that, I think, is Michael Daniel, was it?
Yep, Michael Daniel's in there. Yep, up at the front line there now. So you got Ryan Brungardt, Michael Daniel, Andrew Harms up there at the front. I believe Ben Palmer's in there also.
Stadler been unfortunate. He's never had a hole to run through. He's had nine carries and haven't got back the line of scrimmage yet. Miller throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught, making a man miss. There is going to be Choquette. Choquette slips to the outside, and on the back end, making the tackle is going to be Brandon Seitz. And there is a flag down, and we'll see what that is. Is that an illegal block of some sort?
I thought it looked like a kind of a push in the back, but. We'll see what they call here, Randy.
Well, it was away from the ball carrier when the flag was thrown, so it will be a block in the back on Minden, and that'll negate part of that. They probably will still get a first down, yeah, because that'll be a 10-yard penalty. They're at the 38, and if they get to the 50, that would be enough for the first down, so they'll still have enough here, as even with the penalty, that'll be a gain of about 14.
Yeah, and you know, good job. You know, they rolled out here to the right side. They had a guy short. Kearney Catholic had that one covered, but they had a guy that got peeled off down the field and threw the ball down to him. And as he made his cut back about the 40-yard line there, one guy just kind of just did a little bit of a shove in the back at that point.
So Colin Choquette with the catch. And that'll be a gain of about 14 on the play. Negates about half of that. With the penalty. And now coming in motion is going to be Weaver. Miller in the pistol. Will hand the ball off to his fullback. And there's Holston. Holston slips ball through a nice little seam there. And Bobcat makes the tackle, or at least a big pitch, a big part of it there by Mitchell Woosty. And it's going to be a gain of about 8.
Yep, and bring us up to the fourth quarter there. Just a quick dive right up the middle, but picks up about 8 yards on the play.
So that ends the third quarter. Again, we got the running clock here. Stars lead at 37-0. We'll start the fourth quarter with the Stars comfortably ahead here against Minden. We'll be back right after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic with a 37-0 lead over the Minden Whippets. Minden now showing some signs of life offensively as they've got it now second and about 2. Miller calls out the signal, has time to throw, steps up, throws the ball deep. He's got a man out there. It's caught in stride. Touchdown. Well thrown ball to Matt Ekstrom, and Ekstrom is able to get in from 42 yards away, and Minden has cut the lead down to 31.
Yep, as a, you know, just a streak right down the sideline, you know, go route, Randy going down the sideline. It was pretty decent coverage there by Kearney Catholic, but you know, they laid it in there perfect to Ekstrom, and Ekstrom pulls it in for the touchdown.
So a nice little pitch and catch there. Ekstrom now has 48 yards receiving as they got the 47-yard touchdown, and now they do kind of that Oklahoma swinging gate setup, and now they're going to kick the extra point. As Cyprian will step up there, tried a long, they had long snap, and he's still Cyprian's able to pound it through there. Wow, he kicked that ball up high. There is a flag down. The ball hit, it skipped on the turf, and then they ran into the kicker. And they're going to call a personal foul, roughing the kicker. And I always thought if the snap was down and mishandled like that, that you kind of had the ability to maybe charge a little bit harder.
Yeah,
trust me, I'm all for protecting kickers. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
Cyprian drills the extra point. It is up and good. And a 15-yard penalty will be assessed against Kearney Catholic on the kickoff. And we will no longer have that running clock. Your score right now with 11:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic still in control, 37-7. And the Whippets will kick it off. We come back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Well, Kearney Catholic getting ready for the onside kick here, potential. Cyprian, who will be kicking off now from the 45 on the other side of the 50, will punch the ball down to the goal line. It was caught there by Orodondo, and it went just into the end zone. A little line drive kick. I'm somewhat surprised they didn't try the onside kick. You're down by 30. What's the worst that's going to happen? You know, the ball about the 35-yard line, and you got a shot at it. But in any event, Minden just punches it into the end zone, and Kearney Catholic will now have the ball at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and it's just one of those where, you know, I think it was Noah Arredondo back there, and he just kind of took that step back and got it into the end zone there. They'll get the ball at the 20-yard line now.
Yeah, the little bit of pressure there, kind of got it through there. Change of quarterback. They'll hand the ball off to Cooper Holbrook. Holbrook off that left side. They grab onto him, and he's still able to bring it across the 30-yard line as he's able to drag things out there. And Holbrook has a gain of about 12 on the play. We have a different Masker in at quarterback.
Yep. Got Matt Masker in there at quarterback now, the freshman. And you got some different linemen in there, and you got some different people in here for Kearney Catholic getting some playing time. As Minden starting to rotate some people in here also, Randy.
11:30 to go in the football game. Stars lead at 37-7. Coming across in motion here is going to be Bartholomew. Hand off to Holbrook. Holbrook trying to bounce to the outside. Has a nice little stiff arm and then is grabbed on that arm and then pulled down. As Holbrook will be a little bit short of the 40-yard line, but that's still going to be a gain of about 6 or 7 for Cooper Holbrook.
Yep, and Thomas Miller was one of the guys that he was stiff arming and he eventually ended up pulling him down there. As they took the handoff coming to this right side and picks up about 6 yards on the play.
By Minden.
Well, Minden a little confused here on defense as they're making some substitutions. So they call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 11:07 to go here. Fourth quarter. Stars lead at 37-7. We're back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Stars lead at 37-7 at home here at Miles Field. Hand off, snap to Masker. Masker gives the Culper Holbrook right up the middle. And, boy, he hits that hole hard. He goes from the 37 right to midfield. That'll be a gain right at 13 yards for Cooper Holbrook.
Yeah, Cooper does a great job. And we've mentioned him before that where he brings every little inch that he has, and he goes hard, Randy. He made one, and he's kind of quick, too. He'll make a little juke and make a guy miss, and like you said, picks up about 15 yards on the play.
Well, with those short strides, he can make an adjustment on any one of those strides, and they give it to Holbrook. He'll cut back to the inside, and he'll actually get thrown forward. It'll end up being a gain of about 4 by Holbrook.
Yeah, I think this is Cole Stobbs now, Randy, that got in there to run that play that play. So good job. You know, he picked up about 3 yards on the play, 3-4 yards on the play, but just shuffling people in and out is Kearney Catholic, and so isn't Minden getting some people in the ball game here for, you know, basically a good JV game has kind of broke out right now.
And Hoosman will be the check that. Hoosman went to the far side. That is going to be Staub, who's in the backfield. And Matt Masker facing a little bit of confusion. Kearney Catholic has to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 37-7, 10:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars in control as we're at the JV portion of our program. Timeout for the Stars. We'll take it with them. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Miles Field, the Nebraska Land National Bank here at Kearney Catholic. Stars in control 37-7 over Minden. Masker will be in under center, and it is the younger Masker, Matt. And Matt, bad snap, trying to fall on the football. Did he get there or not? For Minden trying to get to the ball Masker is going to be Braden Peterson. And Masker was able to fall on it. That'll be a loss of about 3 on the play.
Yep. Just a little bit of bad exchange, but Matt did a good job. You know, he tried to pick it up. He was going to run the play, just couldn't get the handle on it. And then there's a couple Minden guys right there, and Matt did a good job of just getting back on the football.
Well, the Stars looking at the sideline, trying to see what they want to do here. And they get the indication, and they'll put Masker in the shotgun. So Matt, the freshman here, gets the snap. A little pressure coming. We'll throw it off on this right side to Staub. Complete by Staub. He's got a little stiff arm after he gets across the 50-yard line. He'll be out of bounds at about the 48. So that'll be a gain of 6 on the play, but well short of a first down here, and it'll be a punting situation.
Yeah, just a little swing pass. He sent two guys deep, Randy, and then swung Cole Staub's out of the backfield. Dumps it off to him, but Minden did a good job of reading that one and getting a tackle before he could get up to leaving the line of scrimmage.
Harrison Pierce will kick it away.
So Pierce in to punt, and really this is the regular punting unit for Kearney Catholic and the regular receiving unit for Minden here with 9:21 to go. Good snap. Harrison Pierce will put the foot into it. High kick, and Mitchell Wilstie's going to watch it bounce as it goes past him. And then it's going to be down at about the 11-yard line there by Brandon Seitz.
Oh, got a injured Minden Whippet right here, Randy.
Got a Whippet over there in the kennel, not laying on his back. And he's moving his legs and stuff, and I think maybe he just got hit somewhere you don't want to get hit, if I had to guess.
Yep.
They're helping him up, and does not appear to be a real serious injury at all there for Justin Villers. So fortunately, Villers not seriously hurt there. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. 2 locations in Kearney. So first and 10 from the 11-yard line. By the way, 17 straight points for Millard West, now make it 24 straight points. They now lead Kearney High 24-14 there in the fourth quarter. Score is brought to you again by Valentino's. They'll deliver in the Kearney area. Change at quarterback, and we'll get to that in a second here. They hand it off on that left side, and Clayton Weaver is going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Thomas Miller in at quarterback. It's kind of interesting. Two Millers, first and string, second string quarterback for Minden, and a couple of Maskers for Kearney High, for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, both of them. So, you know, taking the handoff, going to the right side. You got a lot of people, you know, both sides running in and out, you know, getting some people in here to play some football.
And, you know, I just love watching, because it's always a family event, and I'll finish my thought here in just a little bit. As Miller will take the snap, Pitching out that left side. Not much room to run at all there for Chase Smith. Smith has a little stiff arm, but boy, Kearney Catholic's there. Ty Connolly was in on the tackle. I think Cooper Holbrook got a little bit of that as well. They're going to end up losing about 5 yards on the play. Let me finish my thought. Earlier, I just saw just a nice little game of catch on the sideline between Matt Master and John Master. Just kind of warming up there. And, you know, that's just kind of, you know, older brother, younger brother. It's just, it's just kind of cool to see that sort of thing. And you see that across the entire country on Friday night.
Yeah, you do.
With brothers, it is really kind of a family affair. Inside 8 minutes to go, 37-7. Stars with the lead. Third and 15 from the 5 here for the Whippets. And Miller will hand it off on that left side. And nice little cut back here by Jacob Hauserman. And Hauserman will bring it across the 10-yard line. Nice little gain. Yeah. And so bring it out to about the 12. So that'll be about a 7-yard run there by Hauserman. And what a great cutback by Hauserman.
It was. He going to his right side. There wasn't a whole lot there. And then he cut it back across the grain there, Randy, cut it back across the middle, and comes back to the left side and, you know, picks up about 7-8 yards on the play. But, you know, it's a lot of it that was done by his little cutback coming across the middle.
It's always interesting to me. You always have your starting punting unit. Your punt receive unit can be your JV squad, and that's exactly what we have here, as be a punt by Ekstrom. Not much pressure. End-over-end kick. Orodondo will pick it up at the 42-yard line. Has a little lead block, cuts back to the inside. There's a flag down, and he's going to be corralled after he runs across the 30-yard line. We'll have to check to see what the flag was. More than likely, it's got to be against Kearney Catholic on the return from when and where it was thrown.
Yeah, I think you're right, Randy. I think we got a little bit of push in the back is what I write up here.
But Orodondo, that's a nice little return. That's exactly what it is that push in the back. I don't know if you saw it, but that's what it is. And so the chain guys will get all set up and figure out where they're going to go here. As the chain gang moving the chains out there, just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you. If you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Like you said, Ray, nice job. I know Ardonna coming up there and fielding that punt, you know, and taking it up the field. Kearney Catholic's going to start right here about the midfield mark right now.
Just short of midfield with 6:51 to go, fourth quarter, leading at 37-7. And in that shotgun formation is going to be Matt Masker. Matt, low snap, has time to throw, lobs it out that left side and trying to connect out there with Eric Pacheco, and it's going to fall incomplete.
Yeah, just Eric running a little bit of an out route on that. Yeah, they sent one guy deep, deep route on there and had a little Pacheco going on a little out route, and Matt tried to float it right over the top there. Just didn't quite connect with Pacheco.
So second and 10, just short of midfield. That will stop the clock. We don't have that running clock right now because of the first play from scrimmage in the fourth quarter for Minden, a long touchdown. Masker only back in the backfield. Throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught by Pacheco. Pacheco's going to have more than enough for the first down as he brings it across the 40-yard line down to about the 38. So that'll be a 13-yard gain for Pacheco.
Yeah, had trips to the left side on that one and you know, run a little bit of curl route, did Pacheco right in the middle. And Matt stood right in there and made the connection with him and Pacheco.
So now clock will start again here. 6:34 to go in the football game. Stars are going to be moving on to 7-1, and 0-8 will be the Whippets here in another 6.5 minutes. Masker, time to throw. Throws it in underneath. Kind of a dangerous pass as it goes off the fingertips of John Huseman, as the sophomore couldn't quite come up with the ball.
Yep, he had you know, John running a kind of an in route and Pacheco kind of running a little bit of an out route to kind of cross him up there. Pass was just a tad bit high with the connection between him and Matt Masker.
And we talked about brothers earlier. It's kind of cool that John Huseman, wearing 21, just like the big brother, did for years here at Miles Field. 6:22 to go, man in motion. That's going to be Huseman, and they're throwing a flag. And but again, the one thing that's confused me a little bit with the officiating crew is they blew the whistle before plays were over, and then the play counted.
Yeah.
So I expected them to blow the whistle and still let them finish. But that's going to be a 5-yard penalty in Kearney Catholic.
Yep. As they were coming in motion, both those guys were, and one kind of stepped up to a little bit, so they had a little bit of legal motion going on.
Millard West with another touchdown, 31 straight points. They lead at home against Kearney High, 31-14. That game now in the fourth quarter. And Adams Central and Lexington are tied at 12. That game on our sister station on KICS. Hoosman comes across the formation. Masker gets the snap, hands it off to the tailback, and down to the 40-yard line is Kearney Catholic as they just do a quick little hitter there. And
I don't know. Let's see.
I think that was Marcus Benish. Nope, it was 45, rather, that carried the football. So that would be Jacob Gappa.
Jacob Gappa, yep. Yep, Jake got in there to make a freshman, got the handoff, taking it to the right side, pick up about 3 yards on the play.
So Gappa with a short little gain there.
Third and 11.
Gain of about 4 on the play. Masker, long count. Only back in the backfield is Masker, and he'll throw the ball down the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Noah Redondo. And here comes a lot of regulars out there on the punting unit for Kearney Catholic with 5:35 to go. Fourth and 11 from the 39, leading at 37-7. We have used names and numbers we have not seen.
Yeah, exactly.
All season long. But you know what? It's good fun to have them to have that opportunity in the varsity. It really is.
We're both sitting here kind of running down our thing. Okay,
high snap for Pierce, so he's able to pick it up. Pressure coming. It's kind of a line drive kick. It's going to hit down, and Kearney Catholic is going to down it inside the 10-yard line. Creighton Hammack probably didn't want to do it exactly the way that happened, but smart enough to understand that, you know what, it's better than having a touchback.
You bet.
Because it came at a funny angle. It was more of a line drive kick because, I'll tell you what, great hands there for Harrison Pierce because that snap was off the mark. And that's as close to a mistake that Kearney Catholic's made here for a while. They did have a touchdown taken back on the opening kickoff because of a block in the back. They had another long run of 27 yards and a touchdown by Holtmeyer that was erased by a penalty and then also had a fumble. Other than that, this has been a pretty clean game for the Stars.
Yes, it has, Randy.
Miller will hand it in underneath and just not much room to run there at all.
Ball carried by Clayton Weaver.
By Weaver.
By all kinds of stars.
And Clayton Weaver has been playing a lot, but he's also a freshman. So if you're wondering why is one of their starting running backs out there, well, he's still a freshman. I mean, he's still cutting his teeth out there a little bit.
You bet. And just want, they want to get him some reps and get him, some handoffs here and stuff for the future and things, Randy. And, he picks up about 3-4 yards on the play.
We're inside of 5 minutes to go, 37-7, Stars with the lead. Next week, they'll be back home here taking on Holdridge, a game you'll hear right here on ESPN Radio. In under center is going to be Miller, and now there's flags thrown all over the place as Thomas Miller doing a hard count, trying to get somebody to move, and he did. He did. Unfortunately, it was his own team.
Yeah, a couple guys on his own team kind of jumped and a couple of Kearney Catholic guys both stood up and pointed right at the guy. So the legal procedure moving them back.
Again, I haven't totaled everything up here, but Brady Holtmeyer, 203 yards in the first half, another 38 or so here in the second half, including another touchdown. So overall, another long pass in there. He has over 300 yards of total offense here for Kearney Catholic, which is Brady Holtmeyer filling in for Nathan Howe. Miller will have a late pitch to that outside. And they'll gain about 5 yards. It's going to set up now third and about 8 as Kearney Catholic makes some more wholesale substitutions. As Hauserman got out there and gained about 5.
Yep, and just trying to get, run that little bit of option to that right side. And then, like you said, Randy, had a little late pitch and picks up a few yards on the play. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the play, you see about 5 or 6 Kearney Catholic guys running in there and a couple Minden guys running in there to get some playing time.
Yeah, I think everybody for Kearney Catholic's been in at least at one moment. Can't really tell so much on that far sideline for Minden. Quick little hitter right up the middle. I think that's Miller. And Miller's going to get half of what they needed here on third and about 4. So he'll gain about 2, and it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do here on fourth down.
Yeah, just taking that ball going straight up the middle, like you said, Randy. It's going to be about fourth and about a yard on the play.
Yeah, he got a little bit more than I thought from this angle.
And so, like you said, we'll kind of see what Minden, does right here.
Because you can certainly make the case that, game's decided. And, and you might as well try to give your guys a chance to keep the football. Miller, hard count in underneath, only one back in the backfield. And he'll hand it off to him. And a cut back by Weaver. Weaver breaks to the outside, has that right sideline, and is going to get knocked out of bounds, has more than enough for the first down. We'll see exactly how much they gain on the play. It's kind of hard to tell from this angle. I think they mark him down at the 40-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 23 here for Clayton Weaver, the freshman.
Yep, just taking that ball to the right side. And he kind of went up to the middle first, Randy, and then bounced it out to the right side and got one block from the end on that side and took it down the sideline, picked up a nice gain on that play.
Alex O'Brien checking out in for him, I think, is Caleb Hoyt. And Hoyt's going to come up here from his corner position as Miller is going to pitch the ball on the reverse here. They get it to Choquette. Choquette has the angle, has the outside, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 25 yards there for Colin Choquette.
Yeah, just coming around on that reverse. Picked up a block on this outside here, Randy, and kind of outran a couple guys. Had some guys pursuing hard up for Kearney Catholic, but he ends up picking up a good chunk of yards there.
Christian Richter checking in the game here for Kearney Catholic. Brett Kaiser is out there. I think that we're pretty much all freshmen out there. Quick pitch out here for Clayton Weaver. Weaver trying to get the edge and does get that sideline. Cuts back to the inside, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. So that'll be another 20-yard gain here for Clayton Weaver. He's got 43 yards on this drive.
Yep, just a quick toss to the right side that time, Randy. He got the edge. He got it turned and turned upfield and picks up a good chunk of yards there down to about the 15-yard line right now.
Tyler Connolly checking back into the game. As we'll see if reserve unit here for Kearney Catholic and Stiffen. Under center is the backup quarterback, Thomas Miller. Miller's going to pitch the ball out to Weaver. Weaver has a lead blocker, trying to get to the outside. A little stiff arm, cuts back to the inside. He's going to be leaning forward to about the 5-yard line and finally going to be pushed down there by Kearney Catholic. Actually, it was Smith on the carry.
Yep, Smith coming, the quick toss out there to the left side, Kearney Catholic's right side. He's just trying to outrun him, get to that edge, and he got to the edge and picks up the first down. So it's going to be first and goal for Minden.
Got about 10 and a quarter yards, and obviously that'll be enough for a first down. The nose of the ball is right on the 5-yard line.
Parker Fleshman checks in for the Stars.
And we've got 2:05 to go here. 37-7, Kearney Catholic with the lead. This is the furthest Minden's been downfield. They had a long touchdown pass. They'll hand it off to Hauserman. Hauserman finds a seam right up the middle. Touchdown, Minden. They pitch it through there. Jacob Hauserman with a nice little 5-yard run.
Just following his blockers to his left side, Randy. And up front, people did a good job for Minden, plowing him up to the middle. And he picks up the first or touchdown run of 5 yards.
So the two touchdowns here for Minden in the fourth quarter, one was the 47-yard pass at the end of the very first play of the fourth quarter, and now Hauserman with a 5-yard run. And the extra point forthcoming here from Cyprian. Cyprian with a high kick. That one might burn up on reentry. It is up and good. And it's now 37-14. Minute 56 to go in the football game. Stars lead it by 23. Minden kicking off when we come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, Science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Back here at Miles Field, Kearney Catholic with a 37-14 lead. Lexington and Adams Central just going to overtime on our sister station, KICS. And on KKPR, it's Gibbon now with a 41-28 lead over Ravenna. That game is in the fourth quarter on our sister station, KKPR. Don't forget the Friday night CPI, Mr. Tire, Friday night scoreboard show. And we'll deliver the scores for you here on ESPN. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, will deliver right to your door. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Cyprian, who really could kick a football, will come up here. I'm telling you, that extra point, it was high. It was above the lights. You couldn't see it. And here he'll kick it off high as well. And Nora Orodondo will pick it up at about the 10-yard line. And he tries to make one man miss. Does slip out of there, but he had to slow down so much that a whole pack of Whippets came a-running and were able to bring him down at about the 20-yard line. In fact, it'll be just a little bit short of the 20.
Yeah, just like you said, Randy, he kicks the ball extremely well. He gets it up in there and high, you know, on that extra point, like you said. That thing went clear up and over the goalposts and stuff.
Well, the lights, you couldn't see it. It was exactly above the lights. In the pistol formation here will be the younger Matt Masker, the freshman. Will hand the ball off to his tailback, and I think that's Staub, who will be met right at the 20-yard line. So there's not much of a gain there at all.
Jake Gappa.
Actually, it was Gappa on the run.
Okay, yep, Jake Gappa coming up there. As they kind of, you know, about every play, they kind of shovel in about three, four, five, six guys in at a time, and Gappa got the run on that play.
I'm running out of spots to write down names. No gain at all there for Jake Gappa. Masker has motion coming across. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Bouncing now to the outside is Matt Masker. He's got the sideline, and he's going to have enough for the first down as he's going to end up gaining about 12 on the play.
Yep, just faking the handoff this time, going up the middle, and then he boots it around to the outside, to the left side. And, you know, nice run by Matt Masker, and up picking up the first down.
We got 1:03 to go here in the football game. Stars lead at 37-14. Minden scored 2 touchdowns just one a moment ago, and also one on a long pass the very first play of the fourth quarter. But Kearney Catholic, scoring on their first 2 drives, really been comfortably ahead the entire night. Coming across in motion here is going to be Alex O'Brien. He runs across Masker, and they'll hand the ball off, and making a man miss on that inside there is going to be Carter Fleshman.
Christian Richter.
That was 24, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's Carter Fleshman.
Yep.
And he's going to end up gaining about 3.
Yep, just coming right up the middle. You know, I don't know how many people have handled the ball, but that's quite a few people. And Carter picking up right up the middle and picking up about 3 yards on the play.
I'll give you the answer here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Different people.
I believe it's 11. Masker gets the snap. He's going to roll out to his right, throw it in underneath. It's going to be caught.
Kaiser.
Good for a first down there by Brett Kaiser. Makes a man miss, has the sideline, and there goes Brett Kaiser. The freshman is going to take it 65 yards for the touchdown. And listen to the crowd. That's about as loud as they've been all night.
Nice little, you know, pass out there to Kaiser on about a 5-7 yard route, Randy. And Brett did a great job. Matt did a good job of hitting him on the stride. And he takes it to the house. What is that ended up being?
65.
65-yard touchdown pitch and catch. It was about an 8-yard, 9-yard pass. And Brett made the first guy miss, and it was a foot race to the end zone.
And I got to find another spot to write down his name as well. So 65 yards on the pitch and catch. And we'll see what we're going to do here on the extra point. I don't think they had a kicker out there.
Kearney Catholic, the play is under further review.
Actually, I think in kick formation is going to be Cameron Henson. Yeah, and there's all sorts of confusion. Kearney Catholic has to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. 13 seconds left to go here in the football game, and Lightning striking early in the fourth quarter for Minden with a long pass, and then a couple of freshmen connect for a 65-yarder here for Kearney Catholic.
Like you said, you know, both, you know, the sideline erupted, the crowd erupted, Randy. It was just nice to see, you know, two freshmen connecting like that for a touchdown.
And let's see, the holder this time is going to be Curtis Bach. So Curtis will do the holding, and Cameron Henson will try the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Henson's kick is up, it is high, and it is good. And Cameron Henson, his first career points here for Kearney Catholic in varsity action.
Yeah.
He'll make it now 44-14 with 13 seconds to go in the football game. Stars comfortably ahead, they'll kick it off. We come back after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Well, you have a freshman quarterback who hits a freshman wide receiver for the touchdown, and then you got a freshman hitting the extra point. Cameron Henson with the extra point after Matt Masker finds Brett Kaiser on that 65-yard touchdown, and the Stars now lead it 44-14, and that's one of the fun things about events like this.
Yep.
You kind of see the beginning of their varsity careers.
Yeah, you do, Randy, and they're so excited because, you know, we've been there, you know, you're, as a freshman, sophomore, you're waiting to get into that football game.
You're working all year, and you finally get a chance to shine.
Yep.
Henson now will kick it off, and it is a high kick. Going to bounce around at about the 10-yard line. And the Stars trying to make the tackle is coming right up the middle, and nearly slipping through there is going to be Clayton Weaver. Weaver made a couple of guys miss, and I think it's Cooper Holbrook who eventually is able to grab him down. If Holbrook doesn't get there, we might be lining up for another extra point. 4 seconds left to go in the game, 44-14, and the ball is going to be at the 26-yard line. So more than likely, barring a flag here, this will be the last play of the game. Minden will travel to Central City next week. Kearney Catholic will stay here and will play Holdridge. Shotgun formation here for Miller. And the sophomore steps up, and he outthrows everybody. It falls incomplete. And breaking through there and nearly outrunning everybody for the Whippets was Chase Smith. And if Smith would have got there, it would have been a touchdown from 75 yards. As it stands, it is incomplete, and that is your final. Kearney Catholic wins this one 44-14. And, boy, when we do the stats, there's going to be a lot of names we're going to be mentioning here for both of these two squads.
Yeah, you know, we counted up the only – you did, Randy, right there when I asked you. You know, there's like 11 or 12 different people that ran the football. Matt Masker throwing the football. Another guy, you know, Kaiser catching the football in this last series. And then we had another freshman stepping in there and, you know, making the extra point, and Cameron Henson. So you're going to have a lot of different people, you know, with a lot of different stats and stuff. And it's, you know, very, very, very classy by both teams getting their people into the football game here in the fourth quarter. And, you know, because they've been practicing since August. They want to get into the football game, and that's exactly what happened here in that fourth quarter. A lot of people from both sides got into that football game, and, you know, it was one of those things where Kearney Catholic played, you know, pretty good football game right up to that, you know, point. And, you know, then you saw a lot of different people getting into the football game, and it was a lot of fun just to watch people getting excited, you know, making plays, making tackles that haven't had that opportunity yet very often to get into that football game. And it was nice to see, you know, both sides doing that. As we mentioned, you know, a JV game kind of broke out there at the end and stuff, which is great. You know, we're looking up numbers and seeing what numbers are making plays and so on and so forth for both sides. And, you know, it was just a good job on both sides to get their kids into the game and letting them do some, you know, play. And right off the bat in the second half, Kearney Catholic gets the football, you know, and they do some things down the stretch there in this third quarter. Get a couple of touchdowns, got the running clock going for a little bit, and then Minden answered that right off the bat in the first play of the fourth quarter with a touchdown pass to I believe it was Matt Ekstrom, streaking down the sideline there. And, you know, it was pretty good defense, I think. It was Bartholomew there that was, you know, going stride to stride with him, about a step behind him, and they connected exceptionally well pass thrown. And it was just, you know, a great catch by Ekstrom, taking it on into the end zone. And then from that point on, both sides just started using as many players as they possibly could.
And that was a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm still totaling up numbers here, but our final in this one, 44-14, Kearney Catholic picks up the win. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. That's coming up right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic, 44-14 winners tonight over the Minden Whippets. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And again, one of the first things you look at jumps off the page, Brady Holtmeyer. 239 yards rushing on 20 carries tonight, and then 68 more yards in the air. So the young man has 307 yards of total offense in his first career start.
Yeah, and we mentioned it. You know, he had some good moves as he gets the ball back there, Randy. He runs the ball extremely hard and gets up there to that line of scrimmage. And he has good vision where he can just make a guy miss and, you know, get up into the middle there. You know, guys up front did a great job, but what a start for Grady Holtmeyer, you know, over 300 yards of total offense tonight.
Yeah, let's go through some scoring here. We'll begin, first of all, Kearney Catholic's first two drives both resulted in Brady Holtmeyer touchdowns, one from 27 yards away, the next one from 65 yards away. The very next carry, he goes in from 65 yards away. That made it 14-0 at the end of one quarter. Kearney Catholic then scored twice more in that second quarter. Chase Murphy hit a 30-yard field goal to make it 17-0. And then late in the second quarter, John Masker connected with Tyler Mestel on a quick little slant from 3 yards away. It was 24-0 at that point. And then Kearney Catholic tacked on two more touchdowns in the third quarter. Holtmeyer this time with a 13-yard run. And then Masker hit Mestel again with a 57-yard touchdown pass. And that made it 37-0 at that point. And then the fourth quarter, very first play of the fourth quarter, Jonathan Miller hit Matt Ekstrom on a 47-yard pass. That made it 37-7 to stop the running clock. And then Jacob Hauser with a 5-yard run to capitalize another nice little drive. That made it 37-14. Again, this was against a lot of substitutes, but still a nice run there by Hauserman from 5 yards away as Minden really asserted themselves with their running game on that drive. And then freshman quarterback Matt Masker connected to freshman wide receiver Brett Kaiser on a 65-yard touchdown pass. And then freshman kicker Cameron Henson punches in the extra point. And your final is 44-14. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And again, the star is going to dominate statistically here when we look at those statistics here in just a minute, as you would anticipate with a 44-14 win.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of mentioned that at halftime how, you know, the stats were, you know, definitely leading towards Kearney Catholic. And, you know, it's one of those games, Randy, you know, for Kearney Catholic, you kind of wanted to see what some of these younger guys would do in different positions and different moving some people around. And they did a great job moving the football. You know, Brady Holtmeyer had a great game coming in here, you know, with his first start of the of his career at running back. And, you know, moving the football did Kearney Catholic. The line did a great job up front. Matt Masker did a good job when he had to pass. He didn't have to do a lot of passing tonight, but, you know, he did a great job when he had to pass and connected with Tyler Mestel one time for a touchdown. And Kearney Catholic, you know, it was a solid game tonight, one that you kind of wanted to see what they would do after, you know, a tough loss last week against Grand Island Central Catholic. And coming back here tonight, I think they answered the call with a pretty dominating performance tonight.
Let's go through the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Minden rushing the football. Jonathan Miller had two carries for a negative 2 yards. Clayton Weaver, 14 carries for 77 yards. Jacob Hausman, 4 carries for 17 yards and a touchdown. Chase Smith had 4 carries for 5 yards. Bryson Holston had 7 carries for 36 yards. Cody Stadler carried the ball 9 times, never got back to the original line of scrimmage, finished with a negative 10 yards on the night. Colin Choquette had a nice little run on a reverse. He had 1 carry for 25 yards. Unofficially, Minden running the football 41 times for 148 yards. In the air, Jonathan Miller was 3 of 8 in the air and finished here with, well, my numbers are wrong, 94 yards. I'm sorry, he was 7 of 17 for 94 yards. Again, they had that long 47-yard pass that was much of their performance in the air. For Kearney Catholic, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys carried the football tonight. I gave you the wrong number earlier. 8. Carter Fleshman had 1 carry for 3 yards. Tyler Mestel, 1 carry for 6. Cooper Holbrook had 3 carries for 31 yards. John Masker, 2 carries for 5 yards. Brady Holtmeyer had 10 carries for 239 yards. Cole Staub, 1 carry for 4 yards. Matt Masker had 2 carries for 9 yards. Jake Gappa, 2 carries for 4 yards. Kearney Catholic on the ground, 32 carries for 301 yards. Again, 239 of those coming from Brady Holtmeyer. In the air, John Masker was 6 of 12 in the air for 96 yards. His little brother, Matt Masker, because of that long 65-yard pass, almost got his brother in terms of total number of passes tonight, as he was 3 of 4 for 84 yards and a touchdown. And again, Brady Holtmeyer caught 3 balls for 68 yards. Add his 68 yards to his rushing total, 307 yards of total offense tonight for the sophomore, making the start for the injured All-Stater, and a great effort tonight by Brady Holtmeyer. A final in this one for Kearney Catholic. They win it 44-14, and kind enough to join us to talk a little football is Dave Colling, who has to be very happy with how his team bounced back after that disappointing week, that game 1 week ago.
Yeah, I am. You know, we talked to the seniors and to the linemen and asked them to step up, and you know, I thought they did a nice job tonight of doing that. And goal going in was to run the football, and I thought we did a fine job of doing that.
Well, you certainly did that with Holtmeyer, because he really did answer the bell tonight.
Yes, he did. And you know, and we asked him to do that, you know, the kid, the sophomore, and so we asked him to step up a little bit and then run the ball hard, and I thought he did a great job of doing that. You know, a lot of times in between the tackles, and he has a burst of speed, and he'll you know, did a nice job tonight.
And you had to move some different people in different spots tonight, you know, with some linebackers and stuff like that. How did you think everybody did there?
You know, I watched the film, of course, but, you know, I thought Ryan Blake did a nice job. Yep. Mike linebacker. I thought Chase Murphy did a fine job there also. Yeah, you know, the position they hadn't played this year, but I thought they stepped up and did a nice job there. I thought our D-line did a nice job. Our edge linebackers, Creighton Hammock, I thought he did a great job turning stuff in tonight too.
And we saw some guys kind of getting banged up from time to time. Any injuries out there that we
You know, need? I haven't talked to my trainer yet, but I don't think anything major happened tonight, no. So, and like I said, that's a good thing because we're getting a little thin in places.
Yeah. Well, again, you started with a lot of depth throughout the course of the year, and we've kind of seen that a little bit in terms of how that's been – to your guys' advantage, because as you said, some guys stepped up tonight, and you absolutely needed that to happen.
Yep, you know, like I said, we asked them to do that, and they did that. You know, I sat the seniors down Wednesday, I think it was, and you know, a lot of them are linemen, you know, and just asked them to put the team on their shoulder, kind of, and get some stuff done. But yeah, some young guys did step up tonight.
What do you think of your front line, offensively and defensively tonight?
I thought they did it. Did a great job tonight. We asked them to be physical, more physical than the other team. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage for the most part and, did exactly what I asked them to do.
We certainly don't want to say anything that's going to end up on anybody's bulletin boards or anything like that. But honestly, you faced a team tonight that is not probably going to be the toughest test that you have. Is it nice to kind of have a game like this where you can kind of find your sea legs again and not feel like you absolutely have to play your absolute best game?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of the stuff we talked about during the week was doing the stuff that we needed to do, you know, stuff that we didn't feel like we did a great job of last week as far as taking control of what we can take control of. And I thought tonight we did that, you know, no matter what opponent you play, you know, I thought we took control of what we can take control of and did a nice job of doing that.
And you bring in a sophomore to fill in for a senior that's been leading the state, rushed for nearly 1,000 yards before he got injured. Talk about, you want to give him a little confidence. Holy cow, the young man had 300 yards of total offense for you. I think he ought to have some confidence.
I would think so, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of those guys played for Howie also tonight, you know, and that's a neat feeling as a coach to watch the guys step up to the plate and shore some things up and play for the teammate that's down. And you know, there's some big holes in there, and Brady, we asked him to hit them hard because, you know, at times, you know, Howie just hits that hole so dang hard, and I thought Brady did a great job of doing that tonight.
Yeah, and that's one thing we were kind of mentioning too, is that, you know, he hit the hole extremely hard there tonight. You know, and it was kind of nice tonight to be able to, you know, rest some people here and there also, wasn't it?
It was huge, yeah. We had some other guys dinged up a little bit tonight, and you know, they got to play a, you know, quarter and a half or something like that, and that's huge for down the road, you know, and you know that as well as I do. And so, yeah, that was a nice thing that we could do that. And, you know, when the young guys got in there, I thought they did a great job.
They did.
You know, a defensive stand down here and a touchdown, and so they went in and did a great job, I thought.
I thought the crowd was as loud tonight when Matt Masker hit Brett Kaiser on that 65-yarder as there was the entire, you know, and we kind of talked about how kind of fun it is to kind of see that, because earlier tonight, Matt was playing a little bit of catch with his older brother John on the sideline, and to kind of see that is, it's really one of the reasons why you do this coaching thing, isn't
it? You know, it's awesome, you know, and those guys put their time in practice, and they work their butts off, and they do all the stuff we ask them to do, and to have them come out and get a play in front of a big crowd like this and do that, that's awesome to see as a coach.
And it's great to hear that cheer as well. That was a nice young moment for all three of those, because then you get that freshman kicker, you know, I'm kind of pro kicker. It's nice to see that as well. Tell us a little bit about Holdridge next week. Where are you going
to
be facing?
You know, we'll go to work tomorrow, like I said, and you know, we've already kind of peaked a little bit at Holdridge, and they're a good ball team, and so, like I said, we can't say this every week, but we got to go back to work tomorrow morning and get better from this game. Just kind of, you know, we got to start building for the playoffs, and but we got a task at hand, and that's Holdridge, and so, like I said, we'll go to work tomorrow and see if we can't get a W next week.
Dave, appreciate the time.
Thank
congratulations.
Thank you very much,
nice
Tom.
Win. Nice way game. To bounce back. That's Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling as the Stars win this one 44-14. Next week they'll be at home taking on Holdridge. Holdridge did lose tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic 42-7. So GICC has wrapped up the district title, and 42-7, a little bit more lopsided than what I kind of envisioned.
I did too, Randy. I thought that game would be a, you know, a pretty good football game, but
it's one of those games that sometimes you see a team beat a team like Grand Island Central beat Kearney Catholic last week. It kind of just jump starts them and goes, you know, hey, we can beat a lot of teams, and they just must have came out and played exceptionally well tonight.
Yeah, they certainly did that, and they wrap up the district title. So Kearney Catholic will try to build momentum, make sure they get into the playoffs with a win next week against the Dusters, and of course we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Don, appreciate time.
Thank you, Randy.
For Don Lease and Kayla Henry, our engineer back in the studios. Thanks for joining us once again. 44-14, Kearney Catholic with the win over Minden. Don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up in just a few moments on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Your final again, 44-14, the Stars over Minden. The Whippets will be looking for their first win of the season when they travel to Central City next week, and we'll have the Holdridge Kearney Catholic game for you on ESPN tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but next Friday, right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.